Sound values.
Well, you can say congratulations to the Mineral Area College women. They win their opener 73-69 over John A. Logan. Time now for the men. And the men's opponent tonight, Link Year Prep. And if you're not familiar with prep schools, I guess you could call it purgatory. I don't know what the best way to call it is. It's not you're not in college and you're not in high school. It's basically a year to get your academics in order and maybe to get your game in order to improve. And maybe you get a better scholarship, a better place going to college. That's kind of how the prep schools work. Link Year Prep will play a college schedule. They'll play against a lot of other college programs and some other prep schools as well. This particular prep school is out of Branson, Missouri. And Mineral Area actually is going to be playing them two times in their first three games. They'll play them at the shootout at Three Rivers as well. For these Mineral Area College Cardinals, though, 25-6 last year and the first year for Luke Stragian. We had a really nice time talking to Coach and some of the players over a Hubs Pub and our Cardinal conversation. And Coach is he's very, very excited about this year's team. And, Kevin, I know you are, too.
Oh, I sure am. You know, the teams of the past few years haven't had this athleticism that they do on this team right here and the height that they do on this team. So, you know, going against this Link Year Prep, you know, we need some of this height because they've sure got it as well.
Yeah, they do. They have a couple of seven-footers, in fact. Now, they're skinny seven-footers, but that doesn't make them any shorter.
That's right.
They've got a 7'2" and a seven-footer as well. For Mineral Area College, we've talked about all the great things that they did last year. They shot the ball well, 23rd in the nation in three-pointers by percentage. They were 21st in overall field goal percentage. They shared the ball very well. But what they struggled with is height, and you kind of talked about some of that size that's coming in this year. Mark Laros, another year of development at 6'10". You've got Devin Thomas, the transfer from Lincoln Trail at 6'8". And you've got Jason Drags, who is not going to be available tonight, but he's going to give him some good size down in there as well. Zach Cuthbert's been at 6'7", will be able to give him a little bit of size. And I think Coach has done a nice job of taking, and you have to do that at this level, transfers, holdovers, and also freshmen. And he's put together what looks to be a pretty complete roster.
Oh, I think so, too. You know, it's amazing. Last year he was able to develop the roster in just a matter of a few weeks.
Yeah.
That had such an awesome team that they were able to do it. So he's had a little more time to put this team together, and it looks like he's done a wonderful job of, like you said, all kinds of different kinds of transfers and sophomores and freshmen. And looks like, you know, give this team some time to gel a little bit, and I think they'll be a heck of a team to compete with.
The returning players on this team include Jabril Diallo, a 6'4", or 6'3", sophomore. He's from Guinea. Mark Laros is from the Netherlands. He's at 6'10". And what an experience for Mark this year. Wasn't really on the national team radar before he came to Mineral Area. Used that year to really develop himself, hone his skills, went in and tried out for his national team and played for the national team during the summer. What a great experience for him.
No, I agree. You know, last year didn't get to see him a whole lot. He played some, but not a whole lot. Not the strongest player, but I tell you what, he has worked it on his game all, you could tell, over the break all summer long, and he came in and he's dominating some of these practices, and so I look forward to see what he's going to be able to provide this year.
And he'll be a guy that certainly the coach will probably want to use today against a couple of seven-footers out here.
Oh, I would think so, yeah. It'll be unusual for him not to be one of the taller players out there.
Well, Darius Thompson, a comeback player as well, scored 6.5 per game for this team last year, and Lamar Morgan, a 6'5". Sophomore, who was already verbal, by the way, to Coppin State, scoring 7.2, and what's something that they're really proud of, Lamar, an academic All-American.
Yeah, he's one of my favorite players. I like him as an individual and as a player. He's somebody you see down the hallway, and he'll stop and say hi to you, shake your hand, see how your day's going. Just a good kid.
A guy that they brought over late in the recruiting process. We won't actually see this guy on the floor this year, but he'll be a redshirt for them this season. His first name really isn't Tony, but there are some letters that are cobbled together
right, where
you can make Tony out of it. So that's what they've decided to do is call him Tony. Chukwuemeke, and he is from Lagos, Nigeria. He's a guy that they're going to redshirt this year, but they really feel like starting next season he's going to be an impactful guy for them.
I think so. I mean, he's been kind of dominating in practice as well. And then I found out he was going to redshirt this year, I thought, wow, they're going to have something special then coming in for next year. And kind of same thing with Lamar. He's one of those guys that you see in the hallway. He is just so nice, and he'll stop and he'll say hi and how you doing, and just a wonderful guy to be around.
You know, something that coach really stresses is yes, we want you to come in here to play basketball. But we want you to do more than that. We want you to take care of academics. We want you to be part of the community. This is a team that has gone out to area grade schools. Mm-hmm. They read to them. They spend time with them. They participated in a coat and hat and glove drive as well earlier this year. That's something that Coach Greggy really stresses, and I think the players really buy into it.
Oh, I think so, too. You know, the community involvement over the last few years has just really gone up, and Coach Greggy does have a lot to do with that. He himself really is trying to entrench himself into the community and be involved and to do things. And so taking and leading his team into doing some of these activities that they're doing is really it's great for the whole program. It's great for the college.
Speaking of Coach Greggy, we'll talk to him coming up next on our pregame show. We'll have a chat with the coach. Mineral Area College, their lid lifter on the season against Link Year Prep, coming up in just a few minutes. We'll see what the coach thinks about it. Our chat with Luke Strege coming up after this. 2 minute timeout right here on AM 800 KREI.
We're open.
What's open?
Blink's equipment is open.
Well, duh, you've been open for over three generations.
Listen, I mean the new location in Ledington is now open today.
Wait a minute. I thought you just said the new Ledington location is open too.
We are open. Open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday. Look for the red door and tractors on the south side of the Ledington exit, Highway 67. Flig's Equipment, let our family serve your family. In St. Genevieve and now in Ledington.
Or online at Fleegs.com.
Fleegs Equipment, home of the legends in farm and lawn equipment like Vermeer, Kuhn, Massey Ferguson, Hustler Turf Equipment, Mower Man, and the Queen of the Green. Whether you have a 1 acre lawn, a football field, a golf course, or 1,000 acres of crop, Fleegs Equipment has the right piece of equipment for you. Work with the legends who know the importance of your time, your job, and your money. Fleegs Equipment, Highway 32 in St. Gen and Highway 67 in Ledington.
You know, the government doesn't make farming easy. Sometimes it's like they want us to fail. The know-it-all EPA, Obamacare wrecking health care, we can't catch a break. That's why I'm voting Eric Greitens. Eric served our country. He's a patriot, a family man, and he's not afraid to block all that Washington manure Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton keep shoveling our way. Can't say the same for career politician Chris Koster. Koster spent 22 years living off taxpayers, made millions, wasted millions, and now the man wants to make Obamacare expansion in Missouri his number one priority. Hillary Clinton just gave Chris Koster $500,000. You know why? That's why. Don't let Hillary Clinton steal the Missouri governor's office. Vote Eric Greitens, because if a Navy SEAL can't shake things up, no one's gonna.
It's time for a new direction in Missouri. Eric Greitens for governor.
Paid for by Greitens for Missouri, Jeff Stearman, treasurer.
Accidents happen, even to the best drivers. When you need a repair, call Crown Collision. They're a preferred provider with many insurance companies. They handle your rental, and if a rental's unavailable, they'll arrange for a loaner car. Fill out the paperwork, do your repair quickly, and detail your vehicle so it looks new. It's simple. Just hand them the keys.
This is Ron Akers. Accidents do happen, and when it happens to you, Crown Collision is a great place to start. Crown Collision, it's your vehicle and your choice. Just hand us the keys.
Great to be joined by the head man, Luke Strege, on our pregame show now. And first one out of the gate. And I don't know if it's, nervous or jitters or excitement or what is usually the prevailing feeling first game, Coach?
It's overwhelming excitement just to get to move on to this next season. I think that's what we're looking forward to, is we get to put last year behind us and we get to start with this group and really get to see what we have, I guess. We watch them so much in practice and together, but we haven't seen them on the floor really in a serious competitive game against another team with this group. So I'm excited to see what we have tonight and then, the next morning, watch it on film and get together and improve. A lot of times you really improve after that first game when you get to see what you have. And we need that, but I'm excited to see this group together on the floor tonight.
Coach, you talked a little bit about this when referencing Darius from last year, and then I'll also couch this question in terms of the great depth that you're projecting for this season.
people do look at starting lineups and say, well, you know, that's the best five players. Not necessarily so. You said it might be more important who the final five are on the floor for you this year.
Yeah, I think the starting five is one of the most overrated things in all of sports. Basically, it is the guys that are on the floor for about the first 2 or 3 minutes, and that's about it. I think those guys at times are the guys that I think will give us the best chance to win those first 2 or 3 minutes. And then after that, the game is fluid. It depends on fouls and who's playing well and everything else. So the starters, to me, I put very little importance on it. I think it is really overrated. I want guys that just want to play and win. As a coach, I don't care who starts. I want guys who don't care if they start or not. I want guys that want to win. I'd rather have the guy that played 30 minutes and came off the bench than the guy that played 4 and started and was happy. So, you know, our lineup will change. Our lineup will evolve as the season goes on. But this team has 10 guys that can all play. I think they're all 10 Division I basketball players, 8 of which are sophomores, which is really going to help us. But we'll kind of see where that goes over the course of the season and which guys help us win games.
25-6 last year, and we talked about this throughout the season and even the offseason, a great shooting team in the top 25 both in field goal percentage and three-point percentage. But I also took a look at how you defended the three. You were 6th in the country in defending the three. You said that you might not have a team right out of the gate that can do those type of things, but you think that this team might have that potential to do some of those things.
Yeah, defensively, we have the potential to be very, very good, but different, you know, different than last year. And I think that's exciting, and I think that's what you get at this level because you turn over so many players every year where each team's going to be its own team. We have a potential to turn teams over, I think, at a greater rate than what we did last year. Just because of our length, our athleticism, and our depth, we should be able to press and do some things that could force some turnovers so that we can get out and run. I don't think right now we execute as well in the half court as we did last year at this point. So we're going to have to create those turnovers and those opportunities to get out and run and get easy baskets because right now in the half court we don't execute as well as what we did last year. We don't shoot the ball as well. But, you know, there are other ways to score. And for us, I think especially early in the season, we're going to have to turn teams over to get out and get easy buckets.
That means a high-tempo team, it sounds like.
Well, you know, we hope so. We hope so. All right, so a team that wants to press can really only get into it when you can score and when, you know, you've got dead balls and you get fouled and get to the free throw line. When you don't score in the half court, it's hard to create tempo because you can't get into your press. So we've got to find ways to get buckets. But then also, you know, we've got to steal the basketball. It's a fun way to play. It's a fun basketball to watch when we can do it. But it really is dependent on both ends. Like, you've got to steal the basketball to get out and get easy buckets. You've got to score to get into your press. So, it's not like football where there's offense and defense and they're separate. And in basketball, one relies on the other to be successful. So we've got to find ways to do both those things to play as fast as we want to play.
You know, it's hard enough to get a good scout early in a junior college season, but probably harder yet against a prep squad. But just to look at this roster for Link Year Prep, these guys are monsters. They've got 2-footers on this team.
Yeah. We've seen film of them. Our coaches have seen them play live. So we don't go into any situation unprepared. We want to be the most prepared team on the floor every single night. So we've seen them play. And this is a team with that they just bring a unique challenge of having 2 7-footers that they will put on the floor at the same time. We won't see that the rest of the year. So obviously their length is an issue. Rebounding for us is going to be an issue. But I think, you know, can those bigs play at our speed? I think will be the key. Can we get them to play our style instead of their style? And they're for a prep team, they're a good team. They're very talented, and they have a tremendous amount of size, which presents a challenge. But our guys, we prepared well all week. I think they're focused, we're excited to see what they can do tonight.
All right, Coach, have a great game.
Thank you.
That's Luke Strege joining us on our pregame show, Mineral Area College. Headman, we're back with more of your pregame show right after this on AM 800 KREI.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come see us and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck. Because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston. Look out! Here comes a throat roll! They have what you like. From a Lambert's double burger to a pulled pork sandwich to golden fried frog legs, and let's not forget about all the white beans a body can stand. Extras and pass-arounds. Well, you're sure to find something you like. Take a trip back to yesteryear. As you stroll through the entrance, you smell the familiar aroma of down-home food. Oh, and look out! Here comes a throat roll. Hot, gigantic throat rolls. Lambert's Cafe, East Malone in Sykeston.
Well, the ladies held up their end of it, 73-69 over John A. Logan. Now it's the men's turf. The Cardinals 25-6 last year. Let's meet the starters for both of these teams. First of all, for Link Year Prep, they'll start Denzier Carnes, a 6'7". Now, they're all, actually, they're not freshmen or they're prep. It's a prep school, people. They're not freshmen or sophomores. They're just spending a year there. So Denzier Carnes, 6'7", out of Atlanta. Hayden Koval is a 7-footer from Prosper, Texas. Rylan Bergeson, 6'5", from Boise, Idaho. Matt Mondesir is a 6'5", player from Los Angeles, California. And Rokas Grabalauskas, a 6'4", player from Lithuania. We'll meet your Mineral Area College starters after the anthem next.
Do you want to save more money but struggle with a good way to do it? Neurobank wants to help you accomplish that goal. Hi, I'm Paul Hale, and our new product, called Roundup Savings, allows you to have any transaction made with your debit card automatically round up to the next whole dollar. The difference is transferred right into another New Era Bank account of your choosing. It's that simple, and it's just that easy to save with New Era Bank. Visit or call one of our branches in Fredericktown, Farmington, Park Hills, Deloge, or Bon Terre, or check out our website at newerabank.com to learn more. New Era Bank, member FDIC.
You are not one who simply follows the herd. For you, a tractor is a functional tool, not just a color of paint. At Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, we invite you to compare before you buy. Heck, we encourage you. Don't pay those franchise fees. LS, the major brand maker, offers a 5-year warranty, the best on the market. Compare the LS tractor to other brands. We know you will find more standard features, including the R4 industrial tire, quick attach loader, skid steer quick attach bucket, dual hydraulic remotes, and much more. Simply put, get more features, the best quality, and the best warranty with lower prices. We know you'll find yourself saving thousands below other major brands. Come see us at Kohl's Tractor and Equipment today, 1 mile east of Farmington on Highway 32. Give us a call at 573-756-4353. You are not one who simply follows the herd. For you, a tractor is a functional tool, not just a color of paint. At Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, we invite you to compare before you buy. Heck, we encourage you.
Let's meet the starters for your Mineral Area College Cardinals. Sean Roundtree, a 6-foot sophomore, a transfer from Missouri State. Darius Thompson's a sophomore in the program last year, 6'4 from Memphis, Tennessee. Devin Thomas goes 6'8. He's a sophomore from Richmond, Indiana. Lamar Morgan, a sophomore in the program, a 6'5 sophomore from Willingboro, New Jersey. And Zach Cuthbertson, a 6'7 sophomore from Pleasant Hill, North Carolina. Two starters in the starting lineup, transfers from Lincoln Trail. Lincoln Trail lost their coach. These guys were freshman all-conference guys, both Cuthbertson and Thomas, and in fact, they've already both verbaled to the four-year programs. Cuthbertson to UMC Wilmington, Devin Thomas is going to Indiana State, and Lamar Morgan has already verbaled to Coppin State, and Luke Strege fully expects Roundtree and Thompson and even more of them to get some four-year programs that they're going to as well. The Cardinals 25-6 last year. The crowd making a little noise out there. The uniforms, I guess they are white. I thought they almost had an ivory cast to them when those guys were standing out there, but white unis for the Cardinals. They've got red and black piping. They've got black numbers and letters with a red outline. And for the visitors from Link Year Prep out of Branson, they've got the black uniforms. And really, they don't have colored numbers. They've got white outlines. And then they've got the numbers on the shorts. Black with blue piping down the sides. They're going to bring a 7-footer out there to jump ball. Hayden Koval, Mineral Area College, still in their final huddle. What do you want to see in this opener from the Cardinals, Kevin?
What do I want to see?
Yeah.
Well, what I want to see is them take the ball at these 7-footers and see if see what kind of athleticism we've got here.
I think that's a good plan. Let's thank a few of our sponsors, Brad Wooten Auto Body, of Ironton Fleegs Equipment from St. Genevieve, and Unico Bank, Potosi, Deloge, and Iron. So the five on the floor, Morgan Cuthbertson, Roundtree, Thompson, and Thomas. Mineral Area College going to push it right to left as Kevin and I look at and describe the action to you, and it'll be Link Gear Prep going left to right. My favorite hair early in the season, Zach Cuthbertson.
I was going to say the same thing.
Got red highlights. It looks like a couple of hair explosions out of the side of his head.
Yep.
Mineral Area College has the basketball to start it. Sean Roundtree goes to work. He's got the goggles on the face as well. He plays catch with Darius Thompson. Back to the head of the circle, over to the right wing, Cuthbertson. Cuthbertson to Thompson. Thompson looking underneath now, and they get the ball into Devin Thomas. Thomas going to work mid-post, goes to the left hand and curls it, hooks it up and in.
Good move.
Nice skill level right there. Yes. That's not an easy shot.
No, not at all.
Devin Thomas gets the first score of the season. Mack with a full court pressure, broken by Link Gear Prep after a deflection and a quick trigger on a three-pointer that's missing. Cuthbertson goes up to the rim and pulls in the rebound.
Skied and high for that rebound.
He did. Thompson brings it down the floor, and he's got it outside of the arc. Darius pulls the trigger. He missed it just a little bit long. Battle for the rebound. It's won by Cuthbertson. Double clutches and fires it in.
That right there is what I was looking for.
A battle down underneath.
Oh, my God. He skied to get that rebound and just put it right back in with no problem.
And here's the 7-footer in the right corner, Koval. Koval plays to the right wing, Mondesir. Mondesir curls off of a screen, kicks to the left corner. That's to Bergeson. Bergeson drives the left baseline and apparently held on his way through. The official comes over and takes a look at the scorer's table and says that one goes against Darius Thompson. 18:54, just over a minute into the season, and Mack is on top 4-2. A lob into Carnes for Link Gear Prep. Link Gear Prep works on the offensive side. A drive by Grabalauskas. Now they work it out to the 7-footer for three. Koval missed it. A loose ball rebound. Mondesir grabs it for Link Gear Prep. Sends it back outside. The three-pointer rims in and out. And Thomas goes up to the rim for the rebound. Hands it off to Roundtree. Roundtree skipping across the timeline. Comes off of a screen. Hands it off to Thomas on the pick and roll. Thomas turns it over. Roundtree, though, gets it right back. And now a battle on the deck for the ball. And it's in the backcourt. As Thompson does a little blocking out, and the ball rolls out of bounds, it back to Mack.
Yeah, I thought he was going to pick that ball up. He's going to let it roll on out.
I guess either way works.
That's right, that's right.
We saw Roundtree at Midnight Madness hit 12 out of 14 three-point attempts.
Yeah, you don't want to leave him open.
He's got it now, and he's nearly picked clean. In fact, the ball was stolen, and then he used the offhand to shove on a pretty good defensive play right there from Grabalauskas from Lithuania.
Yeah, he was making a move, kind of lost the ball, and as he was losing it, kind of shoved the other guy out of the way so he wouldn't get it and got caught to the foul.
Carnes comes up the floor against the full court pressure, plays over to the left corner. Mondesir misses the three. High for the rebound is Thomas. Well, the rebounding does look a little bit different season, doesn't it, from Mack?
Right off the bat, that's what's noticeable in this game right now is the sky-high rebounding that we're getting.
Lamar Morgan's got it between the circles. He hands it off to Thomas. Thomas with a mid-range jumper from the left elbow wouldn't go. Underneath the basket, Mondesir grabs it, runs it out. He's attacking middle of the lane, floats it up with the left hand and scores it. Nice play from Mondesir from Los Angeles, California. 2.5 minutes in, we're at the 17:35 mark of the first half. Men still play halves in basketball. If you were listening to our earlier game with the women, they play quarters now in college basketball. Lamar Morgan's got it on that left wing, swings it over to the right side, Cuthbertson. Cuthbertson looking for a screen, curls off of it, drives left side, double clutches, and fouled on his way in. Zach Cuthbertson, a 6'7 sophomore and a transfer from Lincoln Trail.
And that was a good move. Good ball handling, the way he handled the ball to get to the basket and drew the foul.
Cuthbertson going to the free throw line. He averaged over 17 points a game last year for Lincoln Trail. Flips the free throw up and just a shade strong right there. First sub of the game, here comes Jabril Diallo. Luke Strege describes him as a power guard. Says he's about 200 pounds.
I can see that.
Yeah. Second free throw, that one's in for Cuthbertson. He's got three. And a 5-2 lead for Mack. 17-20 remaining in the first half. Full court pressure by Mack. flip over the top of that defense to Mondesir. Mondesir out near half court, guarded by Morgan. Now hands it off to Grabalauskas. Grabalauskas on the right wing. And Darius Thompson stays in front. Mack playing man-to-man defense. Here's a drive left of the lane, a double clutch in the air by Bergerson, and he's fouled, headed in. This is a prep school out of Branson, Missouri. They have actually three players, including Bergerson, from Boise, Idaho. So there's a connection there somehow.
Yeah.
Foul goes on Devin Thomas.
Yeah, unfortunately, Devin had to come over for help defense and got caught with a foul.
Bergerson had a pretty good drive with the blow by of the first man.
Yes, he did. Yeah, he was wide open, heading to the basket, and was about to dunk it when he came over and stopped him.
He missed the first. Here's the second. He gets this one to go. And a 5-3 lead for Mack. Half court defense by this Link Year Prep ball club. Half court man pressure right here. Curling off the screen, Darius Thompson. Sends it out to Cuthbertson. He's outside of the arc, drives it in, double clutches,
wow,
and fires it off the window. That's called levitation, my
yes,
friends.
Yes, it is.
7-3, a four-point lead for Mack. A right elbow jumper by Bergerson wouldn't go. Cuthbertson grabbed the rebound, and as he turned around,
he's all over the place.
To say that this guy plays with his hair on fire is more than figurative.
Yes.
He's got the red flyaway ponytails going.
They're exactly right. Man, what a big rebound that was. Just happened to be step on the inbounds line to get called the other way.
The lob to Carnes. Carnes has it on the right wing, looking for a back cut. Cuthbertson tapped it away, but regained by Link Year Prep. Grabalauskas has it. 16:23 remaining in the first half. Grabalauskas guarded by Diallo. Lobs it over the top of him to his teammate Carnes. 13 seconds remaining on the shot clock. Carnes has it. He's going to do a dribble weave handoff ball, nearly stolen by Morgan. And they say that he grabbed it. Grabbed the arm. So Lamar has his first personal.
Tell you what, some great defense so far in this game. They're really moving their feet well, closing down those lanes.
Far sideline. Mondesir to put it in play. Lobs it in, nearly stolen, and now it is by Thompson. Thompson down the floor, gets it to the middle. Oh, Cuthbertson had it ripped away from him. Carnes hustled back on defense, and now going the other way is Mondesir. Misses the runner. Diallo has the rebound. Diallo racing it across the timeline, drives it to the middle, lays it up and in.
Yeah.
Count the shot and the foul. Get in front of Jabril Diallo at your own risk.
I tell you, Jabril does a great job of finishing around the rim. That's something he's always been known for, is taking the ball to the hoop and being able to finish like that. It's very impressive.
Amar Miller checking in along with Mark Laros. You've got Mark Laros, one of the best under 22 players in the Netherlands, as Diallo hits the free throw and gets the three-point play. And Amar Miller was ranked by some services as the best point guard coming out of Minnesota last year. So a couple of good guys. Laros does a nice job closing out on the three-point shot. And now the other way, Cuthbertson to Laros. One big stride headed toward the rack. I thought we were going to have our first dunk of the year, but the ball tapped out of bounds. You take a look at Laros's guns. He didn't have those last year.
You're right. I'm telling you, he's put on a lot of muscle. He's gotten a lot stronger this year.
15:40 remaining in our first half. A 10-3 lead for Mack. Here's Amar Miller. Jitterbugs his way. Now Laros down underneath. Pump fake. Didn't need it. Missed it. But then the follow jam for Lamar Morgan. The rise and the rim rocker. Morgan's got his first deuce. A 12-3 lead for Mack.
He timed that jump perfectly for that putback dunk.
Boy, did he ever. And now here's a drive along that left baseline. Laros has his first block of the season. Laros had the defender, the offensive player Mondesir, go by him, but he recovered and swatted it away. Up the floor, Diallo now. Pitches it to Cuthbertson, left of the lane. Back to Diallo, left corner. And Jabril driving, Bucks picked up the pivot foot.
Yep.
15:07 remaining in our first half. Here comes Justin Story. They love this guy's athleticism. A 6'5 freshman from Raleigh, North Carolina. They can play some ball down there.
Oh, yes, they can. I tell you what, if this first 5 minutes give you any indication, this team's going to be fun to watch this year.
I think so. 15:07 remaining in the first half. A 12-3 lead for Mack. They're up by nine, largest lead of the game. Mason Jones is in the ball game for Link Year Prep. Jones spins the ball over to the left side. That's to Grabalauskas. Grabalauskas sets up shop on the left wing. Now looks for a drive. Drives it in. Good job by Miller. Laros challenged the shot at the rim, but it goes down. What a good finish by Bergerson. 12-5. A 7-point advantage for Mack. 14:40 remaining in the first half. Laros comes up to the high post. Turns. Faces up. goes to Story. Story to the left wing. That's over to Morgan. Morgan over to the left side. Diallo. Diallo looks to the left corner. Nobody there. Dribbles back to the head of the circle. Squares up. Now around to Miller on the right wing. Miller on the outside. Morgan, a three-pointer from 23 feet, wouldn't go. Nice rebound, though, by Story. And we'll reset to Diallo at half court. 12-5 lead for Mack. Diallo through the legs, slicing down the left side of the lane. Goes to the left hand and finishes. That was nifty.
I'm telling you, he's great at taking that ball to the rim. Can really finish in tough situations.
5 points for Jabril, and he's finished through contact on both times. A three-point play, and that time with the left hand through contact to the left corner. Nice looking shot by Mason Jones from Dallas, Texas. He rattles home the three. Mack by six, 14-8. 13:50 remaining in the first half. Lero sets the screen for Diallo. Diallo pulls up at the free throw line. Underneath, Leros, wrap around.
Nice.
Layup, that'll count. Boy, Mark just so much more self-assured than he was a year ago.
Yeah. And I'll tell you what, it was a great find to find him on that pass, too.
It was. Diallo averaged just a little bit over one assist per game last year. And a timeout now on the floor. 13:37 remaining in the first half. Mack has doubled up. Link Gear Prep, 16-8. We're back in a minute on KREI.
Get anytime access with Unico Bank's 24-hour banking service. All you need is a touch-tone phone. You can check your current loan balances, check on your last loan payment, get the due date of your next loan payment, transfer funds between accounts current time, as well as check out your account balance. It is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, including holidays. It is easy to use. To find out more, stop at a Unico Bank near you in Potosi, Irondale, or Deloge, or unicobank.com. Unico Bank, homegrown, locally owned, locally operated. For you.
Having great insurance is, well, great, but knowing who will repair your auto right and quickly is just as important. That's why you should know about Brad Wooten Auto Body. With over 20 years of hands-on experience, Brad Wooten continues to set the standards of excellence. Brad Wooten Auto Body is a direct repair facility, has loaner cars available, and offers you the same factory-trained ASC and ICAR certified technicians you're accustomed to. Now, the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body, across from the Ozarks Regional Library in Ironton, soon to be the number one repair facility in Southeast Missouri.
Mineral Area College doubling up Link Year Prep here early in the first half. Mineral Area College women took care of business earlier, 73-69 over John A. Logan. We hear that we might have a Tim Copeland sighting at the half, and if we do, we'll get him on the air. His team playing for the district title and a chance to go to nationals coming up Saturday right here in the Bob. Here's Jabril Diallo running the team as we return to action. A bouncer on the left elbow. That's to Leros. Leros looking for the back cutter. Not available. Diallo driving left baseline. Rises up off the window. Count that one. Jabril with a nice first step right there. He's got 7. Instant impact for Jabril.
Boy, I tell you, he's looking good. You know, last year he had a pretty good year, but boy, so far he looks like he's much improved as well.
18-8. A 10-point advantage for Mineral Area. We learned on Thursday night that Jabril can speak 5 languages. How about that? He leads him in that category for sure.
That's 4 more than I can speak.
5 more than I can speak. Yeah. Justin Story grabs it off the rim, headed the other way. Tyler Cole Ross has it tipped out of his hands. Cole Ross in the ballgame for the first time. A 6'5 sophomore transferred from Hutchinson Community College. He's hoping that he gets another visit to Hutch this year. And now a tie up and a bounce away from the traffic as the ball goes over to the 7'2" Adam Webb out of Lakeland, Florida. It's tapped out of his hands, off of his knee, and out of bounds. Mack has it back.
Yeah, good job by Laros coming across and slap that ball down off his knee.
18-8. Mack leads by 10. 12:35 remaining in the first half. Jabril Diallo running the point. A big point guard. 6'3" at least. And now here's Laros with that left elbow to Diallo. A bouncer to Cole Ross. And couldn't hang on to it. And that one sails out of bounds and back over to Link Gear Prep.
Yeah, that wasn't a great pass there. Kind of reminded us a little bit of the girls' game early.
Sean Roundtree, I love the goggles. He's got the thick black rims on the goggles.
Yep.
Looks like Bryant Westbrook.
Yes, he does. That's right.
Doesn't he? 18-8 is the score. Mack leads by 10. And now chugging down the right side of the lane. That's a pretty good fast break as Mason Jones finishes it off for the Lions. Link Gear Prep.
Yeah, somebody's got to stop the dribble there. And They took it right to the hoop.
Round three over to Amar Miller. Miller, a dribble weave to Cole Ross. Back to Miller, left outside. He gets to the middle and gets it over to Roundtree in the right corner. Roundtree for three, and everybody yells, layup! Sean Roundtree busts through for a three. And a great setup by Amar Miller. Now a drive down the right side of the lane. The layup won't go, but the 7-2 Adam Webb grabs it and puts it back in.
Not much stopping that one.
Looks like he's playing on a kid's goal.
Yeah, he was throwing that one down.
21-12. I love the penetration and the kick from Amar Miller.
Yes.
And now underneath, there's Laros. His second wraparound score for Mark Laros on the reverse layup.
Makes it look easy.
He does. 23-12, and Mack is on a 105-point clip in this game. We will see. A drive down the middle by Mondesir. And Mondesir throws it over to the left corner. Three-pointer wouldn't go for Miller. And now Cole Ross comes out of the pack. They're going to catch him with, okay, a foul. Whistled against Linkier Prep.
He just out-muscled to get that rebound,
he did,
too. I tell you, he was in there with a 7'2" player, and he just muscled that away from him.
And a killer crossover once he got to half court.
Yeah, it was. And drew the foul in the crossover.
A foul going against Mason Jones. His first personal. Sean Roundtree comes across the half-court stripe. He's going to set up this play. Comes off the screen from Miller over to the right corner now. Three-pointer away. It's short from Story. A long rebound on the backside of the bucket. And out of bounds over to Linkier Prep. 23-12. Mack by 11 points. Largest lead of the game for the Cardinals. 11 minutes remaining in the first half. Here's Brandon Battle. Great name. He's out of Fort Worth. 6'7", and he's running the point. These are some guys. They're gonna be a lot of guys that are going to go to the college ranks out of this Linkier Prep team. Probably all of them. And now here's a three-pointer in the left corner. Good job by Laros to close out as the three-pointer sails wide by Jones. Up the floor, Story has it on the right wing. Story plays it over to Cole Ross. Cole Ross to the left wing. Here's Miller going to work. Miller, oh mercy, he got in there fast. High off the window, wouldn't go. And the rebound comes down to the Lions. But you can't stay in front of Amar Miller, friends. And out of the right wing, quickly down the floor. Miller has the ball swatted away. Roundtree's on the run. It's a 3-on-2 break. Cole Ross attacking from the left side. Missed the layup. But I loved how he created the contact,
yes,
going in, Kevin.
He exactly did. You're exactly right. He came in and created that contact. He knew he was going to get fouled. And couldn't quite finish it, but great job of drawing that foul.
I'm telling you, this Amar Miller can move side to side like nobody's business.
I don't know how tall he is, 5'6", 5'7", little bitty guy taking that ball up with those 7'2" guys, and didn't have any issues either.
He's going to finish those plays come mid-season, I think, when he learns to go in amongst the trees. First free throw was missed by Tyler Cole Ross. Second one, he put it in, 24-12, and Mack has doubled up. The visitors from Linkier Prep. Here's a steal now. Stolen away by Devin Thomas. Up the floor. Right wing Cole Ross drives it in. Little Euro step to the left hand.
Great Euro step.
How about that one?
Yep.
Cole Ross has his first field goal. He's got three. And Mack leads it 26-12. A pass from one sideline to the other. Now the right wing. Here's Miller. And Miller returns it back out to half court to Mondesir. Mondesir passes back down to the right wing. Three-pointer up by Miller. Rattled it in and out. Mack is on the run. Thompson grabs it. Oh, mercy. He's going 94 feet in a blink, and they held him on the way by.
You're exactly right in a blink. You did not get that ball down that floor fast. He blew by about three defenders on his way.
It seemed like he went from free throw line to free throw line in three steps. I know he didn't, but it seemed like it.
Hey, 44.
Cuthbertson going to check back in. And Ferguson comes back in for Linkier Prep along with Koval. Justin Story checks out. So we've got Thomas, Cuthbertson, Cole Ross out on the floor along with Roundtree and Thompson for Mineral Area College. Cuthbertson drives, kicks it out. Wide open three for Cole Ross, but he missed it. I like the drive and the kick, though, by Cuthbertson right there. 26-12, Mineral Area College leads. 9:25 remaining in our first half. Roundtree really locked in on Battle right there as he guards him. And then an overplay over on the far side as well. Darius Thompson, the man-to-man pressure, very good.
He's obviously quick. He just flew in and deflected the ball out of bounds.
Brandon Battle gets it on the inbound, trying to go by Roundtree. Roundtree stays in front, but a strong finish by Battle with the left hand.
Nice scoop with the left.
It was. 26-14. Mack leads by 12. Coach Strege calls out the set. Man-to-man pressure in the half court by Linkier Prep. Roundtree tosses it left wing to Cole Ross. They'll run a couple of cutters through. Didn't like it there. Ross drives in. Plays it over to Cuthbertson. A three-pointer. Missed it long. Cole Ross trying to chase down the rebound. Fights for it on the floor. And the official says Cole Ross tapped it out. So link your breath. And Luke Strege using the signal of a diamond with his hands, meaning diamond press.
He's got
press.
The diamond press. Yeah, the one up on the ball, yep.
So a diamond press. Good passing as Linkier preps. Goes up the floor. Jones has it on the right wing. Skips the ball to Montessier on the left wing. Montessier tries to go around Cole Ross, and Cole Ross gives him a good left forearm that any linebacker would be proud of.
Yep. Yeah, he earned that foul.
You might get mimey, but you'll pay. That's what he says there. First foul on Tyler Cole Ross. 26-14, back by 12, 8:35 remaining in our first half. Jones squares for a three, rattled him in and out. Cuthbertson up to the rim for the rebound. He's going to come out of the pack with the dribble as well. Through the legs he goes. He plays it to Roundtree, down to the left corner to Cole Ross. Cole Ross looks for a drive and now swings it back out high. A drive by Thompson. Thompson to the left side, a three-pointer up by Thomas, and he missed it short. Backside rebound taken down by Bergeson. Bergeson, a stop-and-go drive. Roundtree trying to stay in front, and Bergeson can't finish it off. Up above the rim, Thomas grabs the rebound. Now it's Roundtree going to work. He's got a three-on-three. Roundtree plays it over to the right wing. Thompson, an open triple. Missed it. Back rim rebound by Bergeson. He throws it up the floor. Montessier. Montessier attacks. Oh, up to the rim. Thompson blocked it, and they're going to call a goaltend.
Boy, I don't know. That was a great block.
Now, the official is contending that he blocked it after it hit the backboard. I'm kind of like you. Right, I don't know if he did or not.
I'll tell you what, though. Max has been settling for a lot of threes here lately. They were really on a roll when they were taken to the rack. You'd like to see him take this ball to the rack a few more times instead of settle for that quick three-point shot.
They were up 14. They're up 10 now. 7:48 remaining in the first half. Mac basketball ahead of the circle. This is Thompson. They swing it over to the right wing. Roundtree. Three-pointer. Fill it up, Sean. Bang, bang. A couple of three-pointers in the first half for Sean Roundtree. 29-16, a 13-point lead for Mack. Cuthbertson locking in on Mason Jones. Jones measures him, looks for the screen, goes by him on the right side now and pitches to the left corner. That's Montessier, a three-pointer up and missing. Long rebound tracked down by Thomas. Up the floor we go. We've got a three-on-one. Lamar Morgan attacks to the left side and rims it in. Nice rim run by Lamar Morgan. A quick pass up the floor. Mason Jones plays it back to his teammate. And now here's a drive by Bergeson, and he's fouled on his way in. This is a pretty quick pace, my friend.
Yes, it is.
It doesn't feel like we're on a 94-foot floor. It feels like we're like on an 84-foot floor as fast as they're getting up and down on this thing.
Yeah, I don't think they need a shot clock in this game.
That was the second foul on Devin Thomas. And Mark Leros gets set to come back in. The campus sand volleyball champion.
you got to look for him. He heard you on that one.
He did. What he didn't hear me say is qualify. He's the self-proclaimed campus.
There you go.
We haven't verified it
yet.
Yeah,
that's right.
Did Bergeson make that first one?
No.
He didn't. Okay, made the second one. So goes one for two. Thanks. I was busy cracking wise when you were doing what I should have been doing watching the game. Here's Sean Roundtree. And he taps it across the timeline. Under seven to play now. First half, 31-17. Mack on top here. And Leros has it on that left elbow. He throws the back cut underneath to Morgan. Puts the brakes on. He faked the wraparound layup. Yeah. Came back to the left side and pumped it in. And a nice high-low look that time from Leros.
I tell you what, that takes some athleticism, what Lamar just did. But you're right. Great pass by Mark Leros.
Boy, you can really see Mack. You can envision them getting a lot of things done with Leros in the high post and being the feeder up there. And now Roundtree working on Battle. Cuthbertson runs at him. Battle keeps the dribble alive. Swings it to Jones. Right side three. Missed it short. Cuthbertson. He's trying to use his right hand to fight everybody off. His left hand, he gets the rebound, and he's fouled on the attempt. The whistle goes on Brandon Battle, his first. Each team with six team fouls.
I was going to say, I like what I see out of Cuthbertson, too.
Oh, boy,
he's a good athlete.
6:20 remaining in this first half. Cuthbertson goes to Leros. He's on the right elbow this time. Swings to Roundtree. Sean drives it in. Goes to the left hand. Has it blocked right back to him. And now Bergeson comes out of the pack with the basketball. This team from Linkier Prep does have good length.
Yes, they do. Sean took it into the trees there and just Maybe not a good smart move there.
He did. Battle drive. Swings to Mondesir. Mondesir, a difficult shot. He was floating to his left from 14 feet, and he got it to go. What a shot from Mondesir. 33-19.
Good looking player right there.
He is. 5:48 remaining in this first half. 33-19. Mack on top. Roundtree on the left wing. He plays at the head of the circle. Morgan tries the triple, and he missed it short. Jones grabs a hold of the rebound. Good bounce pass up the floor. That's Mondesir attacking. A lot of contact. No call right there. Leto taps the rebound out to Morgan. They've got a 3-on-2 brewing. Morgan shifts into second gear, goes to the left hand. Leto grabs the rebound and puts it in. I like the way Mark is running the floor.
Yes, I do too.
6 points from Mark Leros.
Playing with so much more confidence this year than he did last year.
He sure is. He's not thinking as much, is he, Kevin? Leros goes straight up, but they're going to call him with the body. And you've got to give credit to Matt Mondesir, who created the contact on the drive. And he'll go to the free throw line for the three-point play. I think for Leros, he did what you want all big man to do is stay vertical. And he did, but Mondesir did create the contact.
Yeah, nothing Mark could do there. I think that was a great offensive move there on Mondesir.
Mondesir 6'5 out of Los Angeles, California. 35-21, Mack by 14. And Mondesir at the free throw line for the three-point play. He's got it. He's got 7 points. Roundtree running point. It's Roundtree and Thompson. The guards, the forwards, Morgan and Cuthbertson, and Leros is the center. We actually got all the positions represented. We didn't have that last year.
You're right.
We got a point, a two, a swing man, a power forward, and a center. How about that? Here's a drive now and a kick to the right corner. This is Cuthbertson going to work. Stopped on the drive, kicks it out, Roundtree. Roundtree drives, kicks to Cuthbertson. Pump fake on the three. Slips over to the head of the circle and out of the right side. And 5 seconds remaining on the shot clock. Roundtree trying to break it down. Rises up, hands to Leros at the end of the shot clock. Misses a 16-footer, but the rebound taken back down by Mack and fouled.
Yes.
On nice. The rebound, and then the stick back try by Morgan.
Yeah, Lamar Morgan with a great rebound and battled to get the ball and then came up on the other side and got fouled.
First foul on Rukas Gradulauskas, my favorite name in today's game. And Lamar Morgan going to the free throw line. He averaged just over 7 points per game last year. He's got 6 in the first half so far tonight. And as he bends the knees and flips the wrists, he cuts the cords there, and he's got 7 tonight. Morgan, a 6'5 sophomore from Willingboro, New Jersey. 36-22, Mack by 14. 4:38 remaining in the first half. Morgan back to the stripe, and he's got the second one to go as well. 8 points for Lamar, and full court pressure by Mack. 37-22. Cuthbertson kicked that one out of bounds. And they'll try it all again. So now they put it in play to Grabalowskis. Grabalowskis going to fire it across. Trey Davis into the ballgame for the first time for Link Year Prep. Trey Davis, a 6'1 player from the Bahamas. Cuthbertson, nearly a backcourt violation right there. But Mondesir got around the defense and then drove it all the way in for the hoop.
Yeah, I think I saw what you saw. It looked like he might have stepped on the half-court line and then didn't get a call, and then he took all the way into the basket and scored.
37-24, Mack by 13. Leros head of the circle to Cuthbertson. Now Morgan. Morgan swings it left wing, Roundtree. Roundtree underneath to Cuthbertson. Cuthbertson using the power, squares up and banks it in. That's good fundamental basketball right
perfect.
There.
He had great position, wrapped his leg around the other player's leg, and then had an easy score.
39-24, Mack by 15 points. Mack guarding all over the floor right now, not allowing Linkier Prep to get into any offense. 3:40 remaining in the first half. 39-24, and now just a little breather by Linkier Prep. A bouncer to Koval, and Koval fouled by Leros his second. 39-24, Mineral Area College leads by 15 points. Here comes Amar Miller and Justin Story. Boy, Amar Miller coming in that second wave. You get some of those starters from the other team tired out, and then Miller comes in with blinding speed.
He's so quick, isn't he?
Koval at the free throw line, and he hits the first. He is super quick. I don't like this guy. Back to the free throw line, Koval. Koval fires it up. He got them both. Nice touch by the big man. 7-footer from Prosper, Texas. 39-26, Mineral Area College leading it by 13 points. Amar Miller bounces it across the timeline. Half-court man-to-man pressure by Linkier Prep. A bouncer to the left elbow. This is Leros. Leros looking for a back cut. Swings to Miller. Oh, coming around and curling. And then a dive to the hoop.
And a score by Leros. The give to the right wing, and Leros immediately from the left high block around to the right side and immediately down the lane. Nice play.
Yes, it was. Great pass by Miller to spot him on that.
A long bomb three-pointer by Grabalauskas. I mean, from 25 feet. He cuts the cords. It's a 12-point game. 41-29. Mack on top. 3:05 remaining in the first. I'll tell you more on the other side of this. 1 minute pause on KREI.
The Pasta House invites you to dine out to honor fallen officer Blake Snyder today at any Pasta House restaurant. Proceeds will be donated to the St. Louis County Police Welfare Association. Stop by the Farmington Pasta House today to help support fallen officer Blake Snyder and all the brothers in blue. At the Pasta House Company in Farmington, there's no denying good food and no getting around their great hospitality.
Farmers Mutual Insurance Company in St. Genevieve has been serving families in the area for over 115 years. Whether you need insurance on your home, mobile home, farm, or where you rent, Farmers Mutual Insurance Company can help. That's Farmers Mutual Insurance Company on St. Genevieve Drive in St. Genevieve. Call for a competitive quote at 883-3520. That's 883-3520. Farmers Mutual Insurance Company in St. Genevieve, a hometown company with hometown values.
41-29, Mineral Area College leading Link Year Prep by 12. 3:05 remaining in the first half. And boy, a huge bomb by Grabalauskas. He shot that one almost from the R over at Mineral Area College on the far side of the floor.
Yeah, I thought he might be in out of bounds, actually, when he shot that.
That'd be a good out of bounds play, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
It wouldn't count, but... Amar Miller to put it in. He gets it into Lamar Morgan. Miller going to run the points here. You've got Leros, Morgan, Story out there, Roundtree, and Miller. Story got the basketball. Right wing to Morgan. Out between the circles, over to the left wing. That's Roundtree. Roundtree looking for a drive. Defender stays in front and plays it back out to Miller, who walked with it. Slid the pivot foot. I'd like to thank a few sponsors like Crown Collision of Farmington, New Era Bank of Farmington, and Coles Tractor and Equipment also of Farmington for sponsoring our coverage of Mineral Area College basketball. Tyler Cole Ross set to come back in. He's from Allentown, Pennsylvania. Played last year at Hutchinson Community College where he averaged just over 4 per game. 2 minutes and 40 seconds remaining in the first half. 41-29. Mack leads it by 12 points. Now to the right wing. Cobalt is outside of the arc. And he shoots a three-pointer over the top of Leros. He missed it. A good battle for the rebound, but it's won by Linkier Prep. Coming out with it is Grabalauskas. Swings it to the right side. Wide open three. That one's missing by Davis. And Linkier Prep comes up with the basketball again, but then Leros tracked it down. Another loose ball. Finally, grabbed by Mondesir, who puts it off the window for two. He's got 11, and got a 10-point game. 41-31. Miller runs the point. Comes across the timeline. Leros setting up on that left elbow. Leros looking for the back cut. Not available. Puts the screen out for Miller. Miller gets to the middle of the lane. Curled it up and in. Amar Miller with a little finger roll from the 5'9 freshman. Up the floor, it's a cherry pick. And Cole Ross says, I'm not giving you that for free. And he slams his man down to the ground.
No, he was wanting to dunk that one pretty hard. And he was coming in for the dunk. And Tyler came across and said, no, not this time.
Mondesir hit the ground hard. And happy to see that he's back up. And doesn't seem to be any worse for wear there. But I like the attitude. Nothing for free here in the bomb. Mondesir misses the first. Mondesir's played a really nice first half. He's got 11. Second one for Mondesir. Missed them both. And the rebound grabbed by Leros. Leros throws the outlet to Story. Story behind the back. Throws it to Cole Ross. A transition three. Missed it long. Story's got the backside rebound. Sends it back out to Roundtree. A minute and a half remaining in the first half. 43-31. Mack by 12. Roundtree looking for the screen by Leros. Pitches it back to Miller. Miller runs a little dribble weave. And that's to Story. Head of the circle. Cole Ross spins a 360. Gets to the middle of the lane with nowhere to go. Kind of got bailed out fouled. One of those left your feet with no real plan. But he's going to go to the free throw line for two.
It worked out.
First foul whistled on Trey Davis. Cole Ross at the free throw line. Fluttered the first one through. He's got 4. Cuthbertson checks in for Leros.
Yeah, Duffy makes his free throw. Look for Mack to get back in that diamond press again.
Second free throw coming up for Cole Ross. And missed it. So it went 1-for-2 on the exchange. 44-31, Mack leads. 75 seconds left, first half. Here's Grabalauskas, the point guard, working on Roundtree. Roundtree staying in front of him. Grabalauskas pitches it to the right corner, and that's in the hands of Davis. Mack overplaying every pass right now. Davis finally pitches it out of traffic to Koval, and a timeout called by Antonio McKenzie, the head coach for Link Gear Prep. 58 seconds left, first half, 44-31. Mack on top by 13, Link Gear Prep basketball when we come back in 30 seconds on KREI.
Having great insurance is, well, great, but knowing who will repair your auto right and quickly is just as important. That's why you should know about Brad Wooten Auto Body. With over 20 years of hands-on experience, Brad Wooten continues to set the standards of excellence. Brad Wooten Auto Body is a direct repair facility, has loaner cars available, and offers you the same factory-trained ASE and ICAR certified technicians you're accustomed to. Now, the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body, across from the Ozarks Regional Library in Ironton, soon to be the number one repair facility in Southeast Missouri.
Thanks for joining us tonight on KREI Farmington. The Mack women a winner earlier tonight as they beat John A. Logan 73-69, and the Mineral Area College men trying to make it 2-for-2 on the night. They played against Link Gear Prep. Link Gear Prep has the basketball, but Mack has the lead, 44-31. Back from the timeout, Mason Jones from 28 feet, and I kid you not, missed the three-pointer. Culbertson has the rebound, and he is fouled as he hauled it in. The whistle goes against Logan Miller, his first. We were talking during the break about watching some of these Mack freshmen and how they've improved, and then getting our first look in game action of some of the transfers and freshmen. And this is the guy at the free throw line that you really like,
so
Kevin.
Far in this game, I really like Zach Culbertson. I think he's really done a lot. Really been great at getting rebounds. Just looks very athletic. Taking the ball to the hoop, good passes, seeing the ball well, all over the court.
And he hits the free throw there, and he's got 8 points. 45-31, Mack by 14. Now he's got 9. And 46-31. 46 seconds left, first half. Bergerson bringing it up the floor. Roundtree will guard him with 40 seconds left. Bergerson spinning a 360, coming off a screen, trying to break down Roundtree. Can't do it, but hangs and fires and hits it. Great play by Bergerson. Half a minute to play, first half, 46-33. Mack by 13. Miller and Roundtree running the guard spots right here. Story on the right side. He has the basketball on that right wing. Miller with a dribble weave handoff. Miller drives down the right side, double clutches, floats and fires. Count the shot for Amar Miller. 12 seconds left, first half. Mack leads 48-33. Bergerson up the floor with 7-6. Bergerson at half court looking for a screen. Bergerson left wing, driving, stopping, backing out, firing, and he hits it from 17 feet as we hit zeros on the clock. Good close by Bergerson, but Mack on top at the end of the first half. 48-35, your halftime show in 2 minutes on KREI Farmington.
Accidents happen, even to the best drivers. When you need a repair, call Crown Collision. They're a preferred provider with many insurance companies. They handle your rental, and if a rental's unavailable, they'll arrange for a loaner car. Fill out the paperwork, do your repair quickly, and detail your vehicle so it looks new. It's simple. Just hand them the keys.
This is Ron Akers. Accidents do happen, and when it happens to you, Crown Collision is a great place to start. Crown Collision, it's your vehicle and your choice. Just hand us the keys.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come see us and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck, because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
At the half, Mineral Area College on top of Link Gear Prep, 48-35. But let's talk to the coach of the most accomplished team so far. So this year.
I don't know about that.
At Mineral Area College.
I guess so. We're first sport, I
That's
guess.
That's right. It's Tim Copeland, the head coach for the Mineral Area College ladies. So they're playing basketball out here tonight, so you guys practiced at the sand volleyball court outside, right?
They wanted to, but I said it was a little too cool, and, you know, we needed to get a real practice in, so we went over to Central, let us come over to the gym over there.
Very good.
It worked out good.
You guys win in your regional championship over Jefferson College. Do it in four sets, I believe.
Yes, sir.
32-30, and what a heart thumper that was in the fourth set, huh?
Yeah, my wife's a nurse, and she said I had a stress test, and I passed, so I guess I'm all right. But, no, it was, I tell you what, the it was a great match to watch, be part of. You know, obviously, you know, we come out on top, which is what we wanted to try to do, you know. The first set, even, you know, we were down 23-20, and we came back and won 26-24, you know, made a run. Second set, we made too many mistakes, lost 25-19. Third set, kind of cruised right through, 25-14. It was 20-9 at one point in time, you know. Kind of maybe got a little think it was over. And then they came out the fourth game. We both battled back and forth. And we were actually down 22-17 that fourth game. I called my last time out and said, hey, look, you got to do it now. I mean, if you're going to do this, you don't want to go five here. You want to do this, but you can still do this. And they kind of rallied together and said, hey, let's get one and then see what happens. And they come out and hit a ball in the net, gave us one. And then we just kind of went on a little 7-0 run. It was weird. And next thing you know, it was 24-22 us. We had game point twice and couldn't finish it. And, you know, then you're kind of like, oh, man, we had two chances to finish the Region 16 and win it, and they get 25, and now we got to catch them, you know. And it was back and forth. They had seven game point tries, and we had five before it finally ended. And it was no timeouts, no subs. I mean, everybody's done. We're just letting them play, and everybody's getting so wore out. I mean, our girls were just rolling and tipping balls in. There's no more swinging, same thing in theirs. You know, it just everybody was just tired and drained. And just so happened we got two balls to hit deep in the corner and, you know, fell in, and next thing you know, we're celebrating.
You're celebrating,
so,
yeah.
Yep.
You've had a very good team all year trying to become elite. I've talked to you a few times, and you said, you know, sometimes we get deep into sets and we don't finish. But in that match you did. In some other matches leading up to it, you learned how to do that as well. Was there a point, was there something that happened you felt like kind of turned the switch? Was it a gradual process? How did it work?
You know, it's one of those deals where, you know, I was a little nervous, I have to admit, on that fourth game, whenever we're down 22-17, I'm thinking, man, you know, we had the opportunity to do this. You know, we had the first game, we come back and battled, and we finished the first game. You know, we got behind. But then the fourth game, I'm like, man, we're down five. It's like, what happened? We were up 7-2 at the beginning of the game and just kind of kept that yo-yo going and not really finishing and keeping the pedal on the gas. And, you know, it was one of those deals where once we made that turn, you know, they all thought it was done, too, at 24-22. And you could see it was we were there. And then when we switched the other way, they're like, crap, here we go again, you know, because we couldn't finish. We had game point twice, and it's the Region 16 tournament. You know, we haven't done since 2011 to win it. And opportunities there. And I tell you what, both teams battled that 32-30 game, and we just got balls up that, you know, couldn't have, shouldn't have, and did, and got them back over. They fell, vice versa, on their side. It was just one of those battles, and, you know, it was a great battle test and win for us. You know, Jefferson is 11th in the nation, you know, so we beat a team that is ranked high. I think we're 18th now in the finish the polls, but it's a team that we needed to finish a game, so we knew that we were battle tested in a real live, out of breath, out of gas, battle tested match and win it. You probably, if you lose that match, you probably lose that fifth one. Tough, because you're mentally drained and physically, and you just had an opportunity. I was not feeling good when we were going 30-30, you know. But they found a way to finish it, found a way to get that last point, and I think that will help us come Saturday night. You know, whenever Johnny Logan comes in, you know, they're a good team. They're going to battle us. They're big. You know, they got a 6'2 middle, a 6', 6'1 right side. They're a big team. So, you know, we're going to get blocked. We're going to have to rally. We're going to have to score some points, you know, the hard way. And I think that helped us, because if we're down a few, I think we feel like now that, hey, you know, we battled back a 32-30 game, down by five, down by six, and made it work. So I really believe that was good for us since we come out on top, you know, obviously, because they all know that was a hard-fought match, and we finished it. So I think it's just a matter of we got a couple lucky breaks, you know, when it comes to the end, and they hit it in the net, you know, made a point. And vice versa, they did too. We hit ball in the net when we had 24-22. So, you know, it's give and take the whole way. It was just a good match. Even people that were there that really wasn't volleyball people, just parents and stuff that were there, they're like, man, I almost peed my pants twice. You know, it's like it was so nerve-wracking. I couldn't believe it. You know, you look like you're going to pass out. And I was like, I was about to. But it was a very good win. You know, we had goals to get to the national tournament. That's our goal. You know, and we've battled the last 10 games of the season. We played West Plains twice, took them five, beat Jeffco twice, you know, top 10, 10, 11 team. Ben Sins coming here with battle number five, had game point. You know, we've been really close with a really elite team and just couldn't quite finish it. We did when we needed to, and, you know, the rest is history. But we got one more game against a really good opponent that's coming here Saturday night. You know, I'm trying to make them understand that wasn't the game that takes us to the national tournament. When you battle like that and you really believe how you've accomplished something, which we did really accomplish something with a Region 16 win, but you have to finish one more game to get to the national tournament. And I'm trying to keep them focused and make sure they understand, don't take this team lightly. They are a good team. They're a team that will come in and they have nothing to lose either. They, you know, we go home, they're done. And they want to go national as bad as we do. So they've got to come in here and play their A game and make sure they understand that this is an opponent that we have to take serious.
Tim Copeland, our halftime guest now, and his team one match away from going to nationals. That John A. Logan meeting will be here at the Bob Seacrest Fieldhouse Saturday night at 7 o'clock. And, Coach, you talked about how your team got so close to beating a bunch of good teams several times. How important was that victory in four sets over Jeffco here during the regular season?
Well, the one we've won here, won three. That night,
that's
three,
right, it was a sweep, yeah.
And you know, I think it made us understand that, you know, we could win. You know, they had their setter out then. Obviously, it hurt them a little bit. But I think it was a good thing for us psychologically just to say, hey,
right,
you know what? Okay, we got to play them in 10 days. But, you know, we did three games here. We can do that. And, you know, I think it was a good win just to make us understand that, hey, we can get where we want to get. We just got to keep battling. And even the game against them, you know, the 32-30 game at regionals, we just kept battling. If they would have quit, you know, they could have at 22-17. They could have said, well, this is over. Because you could see in their eyes, like, man, how did we get down by five already? But they kind of rallied together, got one, got two. Next thing you know, we tied. Next thing we're up. So it was, like I said, a good battle-tested win that hopefully carries over Saturday to push us through.
Now, you made an X's and O's switch during that match. Or, no, you made it the – or was it the five-setter – I think it was the five-setter against West Plains where you went from a 4-2 to a 5-1, basically.
Yeah.
And what that means is you have two setters on the floor. Now you have one setter on the floor. Have you stayed with that switch?
Yeah, we stayed with that the whole time. You know, we switched, and it wasn't that the other setter wasn't doing a good job. It just, I think, with the speed of the game,
right,
Pam brings a little more athletics to the game, a little more speed to our ball and transition. You know, I changed it because we just couldn't finish things in the West Plains games when I did do that against the five game here at Midnight Madness. So it's worked pretty good because it's made our game faster. I think it shines our athletic ability a little more through that switch. But, you know, it's still a thing. We got to finish. You know, we're one game away on the board back there. We've got August 3rd all the way through our tournament, all the way through region, and then we got a circle where there's one more circle before the national tournament. You know, we got to fill that circle up. And it's set up really nice for us because we did win the regional. We didn't have to go to West Plains because they were out. And we get to host it.
Mm-hmm.
We have, you know, I know there's high schools coming. There's going to be a big crowd here, you know.
Yep.
Hopefully
let's
get a lot of fans.
Let's call out, pack this place,
oh,
right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
The energy that we had like a Midnight Madness, you know, when we played West Plains that five-game match, and it was battle back and forth for 2 hours and 10 minutes. It was a great, energized gym. It helped our players play at a high level. It's amazing how much, you know, momentum and energy in volleyball is really needed and helps you out, especially a home court advantage. You know, that in and of it's going to be good for us. So we pack it up, you know, Saturday night at 7 o'clock. It'll be open after a basketball game. People are here. I don't think we're going to charge anything for the district because we have to host it region. We had to, but we don't here. So you can come in, get in free, watch a good game, and hopefully it'll watch us win and make it to the national tournament.
With mostly freshmen on your roster, I don't know how I want to phrase this. I guess it makes more sense for you not necessarily to be at your best at the beginning of the season, but now the team comes together. You know, a lot of players didn't have the college volleyball experience before. Now it seems you're playing your best at the end of the year.
Well, you always want to try to do that, you know.
Sure,
And to be honest with you, we just 3 weeks ago, you know, my starting middle Taylor went out with she pulled a muscle in her butt.
Taylor Covington.
Covington,
right?
Correct. And she just now is coming back the last week and a half, and she's just kind of getting back in the 100%. She played this weekend, and I actually subbed her out. Abby from Cape Notre Dame went in and played, did a good job for me, and kind of went in. She wasn't quite ready yet. Taylor was kind of up and down. You know, it was an opportunity for her to go back and get in there and give us. And she got us a kill, got us a block, and made a difference. And, you know, I've got one sophomore that's playing. The rest of them are freshmen pretty much that are coming in and out. You know, it's the right time of the year to be peaking.
Yeah.
But I don't like to wait. this situation sitting for 7 days.
Let's play, right?
Well, it's one of those deals all season. You play Tuesday, you play a Friday, Saturday, you play a Wednesday, you play a Friday. You know, now we're sitting 7 days and we just won. We're sitting around now not keep playing.
Yeah.
And you can't find anybody to play in that. Like, everybody's done and not playing. And it's tough. Plus, you don't want to go play all your starters and somebody get hurt. You know, like, you want to be healthy, but you don't want to be rusty.
I heard Mark Laros is a good volleyball player. Maybe maybe you could play against him.
Maybe.
Yeah, I don't know.
No, it's a fun time for us. And like I said, we're excited about the opportunity, and hopefully the girls come in and know this is there's one more game to win, one more job to do, and then we'll celebrate afterwards and figure out what we're going to do after that.
Been to Nationals once, right?
2011, first time in school history. We won regionals and went to the national tournament, and we've been to the regional finals 3 out of the last 5 years and lost to West Plains. But this year we got an opportunity to take and win the districts and go to the Nationals, and like I said, 2011 is the first time and the last time they did it. So back then we didn't have a district game. That was the last year they had whoever won this region win automatically. And now the district game. But, yeah, so we're hoping to put another banner up and get an opportunity to go there. But we understand that we got to play Saturday night and we got to, you know, win that game first.
It'll be a day full of MAC athletics on Regional Radio 2. We'll be here to broadcast the women's game on J98. I'll be down at Three Rivers to broadcast the men's game. And then Jordan will be back here to broadcast your volleyball match that night. And we're looking forward to you getting the Nationals.
Well, that's what we're trying to do.
Yeah.
You know, and like I said, I just want to keep them focused and make sure they come in ready to play. And if we pack the place, I think the energy will help us get over the hump. That's what I'm looking for.
Congrats. Thanks for joining me at the half.
Appreciate it. Thanks, sir.
You betcha. Tim Copeland joining us at the half. 48-35 is our halftime score. MAC leads it, and we'll be back with your second half on the other side of this 1 minute timeout on KREI.
We're open.
What's open?
Flick's equipment is open.
Well, duh, you've been open for over 3 generations.
Listen, I mean the new location in Ledington is now open today.
Wait a minute. I thought you just said the new Ledington location is open too.
We are open. Open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday. Look for the red door and tractors on the south side of the Ledington exit, Highway 67. Flick's equipment. Let our family serve your family. In St. Genevieve and now in Ledington.
Or online at Fleegs.com.
Fleegs Equipment, home of the legends in farm and lawn equipment like Vermeer, Kuhn, Massey Ferguson, Hustler Turf Equipment, Mower Man, and the Queen of the Green. Whether you have a 1 acre lawn, a football field, a golf course, or 1,000 acres of crop, Fleegs Equipment has the right piece of equipment for you. Work with the legends who know the importance of your time, your job, and your money. Fleegs Equipment, Highway 32 in St. Gen and Highway 67. In Ledington.
All right, let's check out the scoring over the first half. It was 48-35. MAC wins the first half anyway against Linkier Prep. The Lions get 8 points from Rylan Bergeson, 2 points from Hayden Cobalt. Adam Webb scores 2. Mason Jones has 5. Brandon Battle with a pair. Rokas Grabalowskis had 3. And that Matt Mondesir with a nice first half. He scored 11. The MAC Cardinals get 4 from Amar Miller. Sean Roundtree has 6. Devin Thomas with 2. Jabril Diallo had 7, and a big spurt for him. Zach Cuthbertson had 9. Lamar Morgan with 8. Tyler Cole Ross with 4. And Mark Laros has 8. Linkier Prep will bring out Adam Webb to start the second half. In fact, they'll go 2 7-footers on the floor at the same time with Webb and Koval. You've got Grabalowskis out there along with Bergeson, and rounding it out is Matt Mondesir. You're going to see 2 7-footers on the floor.
You don't see that very often. No, you don't.
For MAC, it'll be Roundtree out there with Thompson, Devin Thomas on the floor, along with Zach Cuthbertson, and Lamar Morgan to round it out. So Mineral Area College by 13 at the break, 48-35, and we're underway in the second half. There's a back cut 7-footer to 7-footer, but one of the 7-footers actually hit the ball on the other underside of the backboard, Adam Webb. Koval goes from the right wing, and then the back cut to Webb at 7-2. Didn't work out, but that's going to work against a lot of folks.
Yeah, yep.
A tie up, and Mineral Area College has it. Here comes Roundtree. Roundtree and Thompson. Thompson didn't score in the first half. I don't think it's going to matter who scores on this team this year. Now Morgan tries one from the right corner, missed it. Cuthbertson tries to tap it to himself on the rebound, can't do it. And Grabalowskis comes out of the pack with it, stolen away. And here comes Lamar Morgan. Morgan up the floor, spins a 360. He's got a defender in front of him. Cuthbertson with a great pass to the left corner. Roundtree missed the 3. A battle for the rebound.
It's on the floor, and it's won by Grabalauskas. Grabalauskas up the floor. It's a 3-on-2 for Link Year Prep. And the shot block attempted that time by Thomas. He didn't get it, but I think he altered the shot that time by Mondesir. He forced him to put a little bit too much arc on it, rattled in and out, and then it bounced out of bounds off of Mack. Link Year Prep has it. 48-35. Mack leads by 13 points. Koval on the inbound to Bergeson. Bergeson swings it over to the left wing. Grabalauskas tries the three, knocked it down. We've got a 10-point game. Rokas Grabalauskas from Lithuania has two triples in the game.
Yeah, Link here is not going away, that's for sure.
They really aren't. They're going to play a 2-3 zone right here. Cuthbertson's in the high post. They'll get it to him at the free throw line, sends it to Roundtree. Roundtree looks for the drive, goes back to Cuthbertson. Cuthbertson puts a dribble down and a nifty pass down underneath. A wraparound drive by Thomas. He's going to go to the free throw line. Cuthbertson, certainly he's a guy that averaged over 17 points a game as a freshman, but he's not a guy that hunts his own shot, definitely a willing passer.
No, he's distributing the ball well, sees the floor very nicely.
Second foul by Rylan Bergeson. And at the free throw line is Devin Thomas. Lefty missed the first. I kind of thought that Link Year Prep, maybe Mack gets up by 13, 15, and maybe they'd wilt, but they haven't.
No, they're playing hard.
Back to the free throw line, Thomas missed the first. And the second one from Devin rattles home. One of the two transfers from Lincoln Trail. 49-38, Mack by 11 points. Gliding down the floor is Mondesir, and he's fouled on the way in. Mondesir, you know, you kind of wonder, and you know, we get the stories from our players, but wonder how a guy from Los Angeles, California, or Lithuania, or Lakeland, Florida, or three from Boise make their way to Branson, Missouri.
You know, you never know. Connection somewhere, yep. Somehow.
Mondesir at the free throw line, pops through the first.
You know, there's a big circuit of guys out there playing select ball, team ball out there, and I'm sure the coaches go out and kind of watch some of those games. And,
yep. Mondesir hit them both. 9-point advantage for Mack, 49-40. Sean Roundtree running the point right here, calling it out. Plays a pass over to Thompson on the right wing. Thompson down to the right corner. Cuthbertson from the right elbow. 17-footer.
Beautiful.
Boy, he floated that one through, didn't
he?
Yeah,
beautiful shot.
Yeah. Cuthbertson's got 11. Cuthbertson at the head of this press right here. They'll pass over the top of him, get it to the right wing. Bergeson. Bergeson watched by Roundtree. Bergeson steps through that, trying to work the pick and roll, can't do it. And the left baseline jumper is up but short by Koval. Rebound ripped down by Thomas. Thomas to Roundtree. Roundtree up the floor. Lamar Morgan attacks, scoops it over to the left wing. And that's to Cuthbertson. Cuthbertson from 10 feet out. A couple of jumpers by Cuthbertson.
He's on fire.
Yeah. 13 points. The way he started the game, he looked like a slasher. Now he looks like a jump shooter. Nice all-around game.
Yeah, you like that. I can see that.
53-40. Mack leads by 13. To the right wing, Mondesir. Mondesir scoops it to Grabalauskas. He's on the left wing. Three-pointer missing this time, and Cuthbertson goes up for the rebound. Outlet pass Roundtree. One-on-one for Roundtree. Sean attacks middle of the lane. Floats, fires. Got it to go! Boy, he went right into the chest of the defender right there. 55-40. Mack by 15. Mondesir on the right wing to Grabalauskas. He's out near half court. Roundtree comes out to meet him. Grabalauskas lobs it to the right elbow. That's to Webb. Webb looking high-low to Koval. And the pass is upstairs, but it's tapped away by Thompson at 6'2". Tapped it away from the 7-footer. Thompson in the left corner. Wide open three-pointer. Missed it. But there for the rebound is Thomas. Count the shots! And he's going to the free throw line.
Strong play by Thomas.
Thomas has 5. Too much power. Too close to the rack that time. The foul goes against Koval. Terrific job by Thomas. You know, Coach Strage talked about their lack of rebounding. They actually out-rebounded the opposition during the year. Free throws missed by Thomas by 5. But if you take a look at conference play, a rebound deficit of 4.5.
Right.
So when they got against teams that really did have that size, yeah, they did struggle.
Well, you got teams like Three Rivers and West Plains that had that size. That, you know, those were the games that were as obvious as were the mismatches. And that's where we struggled a little bit. So this year we'll be able to compete with that.
Thomas out, Leros in. 57-40, Mack by 17. 16-45 remaining in the second half. Sean Roundtree running the point. Talk to him during Midnight Madness. What a very nice, intelligent, personable guy he is. Here's Cuthbertson, tries to break down the dribble. That didn't work, but Laris helps him out by grabbing the loose ball. Hands it off to Lamar Morgan. 8 seconds remaining on the shot clock. Cuthbertson over to Morgan. Morgan with five, with four, out to the wing. And Darius Thompson from 28 feet missed it, and it didn't hit the rim. No. So even though Laris grabbed the rebound, it'll be go over to Linkier Prep.
No, he shot about a 35-footer there just to beat the clock and didn't quite hit the rim.
16-16 remaining in the second half. 57-40. Mack leads it here. We're 4 minutes into the second half. Over to the left wing. And Mason Jones tries the triple. Missed it. Laros trying to track down the rebound. He's got it. Hands it over to Roundtree. Sean splitting a triple team. Jets up the floor. Double clutches. Goes to the left hand. Shot blocked out of bounds, though, by Bergeson.
No, it looks like the ref might have missed a foul there, too. He grabbed his jersey as he was streaking by him.
Roundtree to put it in play. A screen set for Morgan. Lamar, a wide open three off the inbound. One, two, three. Count them all, Lamar. His first triple of the season. And he's got 11. And Mack now on the rail by 20, 60-40, 15-44 remaining in the second half. Roundtree guarding Mondesir. Dribble weave handoff now, curling around is Jones. Jones kicks to the right corner, into the hands of Mondesir. Back out top to Jones, to the left wing, Grabalowski. And Grabalowski drives inside, shoots it over the top of Morgan. Morgan right there, a good defensive presence. Mack is on the run. It's a 4-on-3. Roundtree up the floor. Darius Thompson attacks. Oh, I don't know how he worked it through the traffic, but he did. And he flipped it off the window for two. Darius on the board. Quickly the other way, though. The Mack defense fell asleep, and Mondesir gets a layup on the other end. A little cherry pick action there.
Yeah, we didn't have anyone to get back there on that time on defense.
Thompson dribbling it out between the circles. Mondesir watches him there. And Thompson drives left of the lane. He just went 1-on-5 right there. And he's going to go to the free throw line.
He willed his way to a foul there. He was taking it in. He was going to draw a foul no matter what, because I don't think he was going to make that.
I mean, they had everybody out on the perimeter. All the white shirts were all around the arc. All the black shirts were in the paint. And Darius Thompson said, I'm getting to the rim, boys. So his first free throw knocked it hard off the back iron. Darius, a very good free throw shooter from last season, 76%. Back to the stripe. And here's the second. Rattled that one in and out. Missed them both. 62-42, Mack by 20. They'll play Linkier Prep again on Saturday at Three Rivers. Transition three by Gradulauskas, missed it. Morgan's got the rebound. Morgan will bring it across the timeline. Keeps the dribble alive here. Fires it over to Thompson. Darius looking for the drive. Spins a 360. Now plays it over to Laros. Laros a three. Yes, sir! Mark Laros. He trips the trigger on a triple. He's got 11. 65-42. Mack's largest lead of 23 points. Now here's a drive along the left baseline by Mason Jones, and he's fouled on the way in.
You know, Laros, I've been watching him a lot in practice, too. He can hit that three-point shot. So when he was open for that shot, I thought he had a great shot of going in, and it did.
Last year, Kevin, he'd have thought about it.
You're right.
This year, he just let it fly.
Yeah, you're right.
First free throw by Jones falls through. He rimmed it in. Here comes Jabril Diallo. We really like what we saw out of him in the first half. Tyler Cole Ross checks in, along with Amar Miller. Laros will stay in the game. Cuthbertson as well. Luke Streggy, maybe more than anything, loves the depth on this team. Second free throw will not fall for Jones. Cole Ross pulled it off the rim. 65-43, Mack by 22. And now Diallo running the point. Well, you've got Diallo and Miller, really double-headed point guards out there. Laros throws a back cut, but he threw it to Miller.
Right.
And Miller not 6'5", rather 5'9".
Yeah, if that was Culberson, you probably got a dunk. But that was Miller, and he's not going to be able to get up there and get that one.
Whistled it right over his head.
Yeah.
65-43, Mack by 22. Linkier Prep of the basketball to the left wing, Jones. Jones asking for a little bit of help. Diallo goes for the steal, can't get it. Back cut, Mondesir. Mondesir driving, and a nice job by the defense for correcting that time. And now the ball pops out on the other side. Swing it now to the left wing, Mondesir. Mondesir goes down to the left corner, Jones driving in. Laros blocked it, and what's the call? A foul.
There was no foul there that I saw.
Oh, they're going to call that on Laros.
Yeah.
I didn't think that there was a foul on Laros. I was waiting to see if there was somebody underneath that I didn't see.
No, I hate to say this, but I think the ref missed that one.
You think it was one of those where he blew the whistle, and by the time he realized he blew the whistle, he said, I better come up with something?
I think if he wished he could have that one over, he wouldn't have blew the whistle on that one. I think he knew he missed that one.
Jones hits the first, and he misses the second. a lane violation, it looks like. And it'll going to be another try for Jones. So Jones missed the second free throw, but he's got another chance at it. Remember in the old ABA, you got 2 for 3?
No, I don't.
They tinkered with that rule for a while, yeah. You got 3 chances to make 2 free throws. Yeah. They're professionals. Come on. 65-45. Mac leads by 20.
Diallo. You're dating yourself on that one.
Maybe so. Valeros has it on the high post. Diallo driving in. Goes hard to the rack and muscled it through. Jabril Diallo, 9 points. Coach Strahey said if he gets a shoulder even with you, and like they say in football, if he's even, he's leaving.
Yep.
That's Jabril.
Yep, that's for sure.
And now we go down to the left corner, and the three-pointer up but missing. And on the backside rebound, Cole Ross has it. Cole Ross through the legs, behind the back, has Cuthbertson to his left. Cole Ross going to drive it, throws it left side of Cole Ross, down in the mid-post to Cole Ross. Cuthbertson on the outside. Cole Ross keeps the dribble alive now, plays it back out to Cuthbertson, a left corner three, a side spin jumper, high off the backboard, wouldn't go, and the rebound finally won by Bergeson. For Linkier Prep. 67-45, Mac leading it. Still on a 100-point pace. We'll see if they can get there. They pitch it into Koval, and Koval shoved out of the lane by Cole Ross. Swing it to the right side. And Mondesir can't hit the jumper. Tap try wouldn't go. Third try, Cuthbertson has it, and he's fouled on the rebound.
Nice rebound.
Yeah. Rebounds with power. Yeah. And I think what we mean by that, he gets two hands on it and gets wide.
Yeah, he's getting that ball. No one's taking it from him. And he's getting sky. He's skying high to get those rebounds, too.
Devin Thomas checks in for Cuthbertson. 67-45, Mac by 22. 12 minutes and 20 seconds remaining in the second half. Right wing pass, this is Story. He goes on the right elbow to Leros. Diallo tried to drive. Good defense to keep him out. Jabril tries it again, and he's fouled. Jabril saddled up for the first time, turned away, and reset, and Jones couldn't stay with him the second time. Second foul on Jones. Diallo going to the free throw line. That was the 17th foul whistled against Linkier Prep. We'll be back on the air Friday night at 5 o'clock tap time. Mac playing in the Three Rivers shootout. Free throw in by Diallo. And then we'll be back to Three Rivers on Saturday night against this Linkier Prep team once again. Diallo back to the stripe, got them both. Good work, Jabril, he's got 11. Bench minutes for Jabril. He's got 11 the time he's been in there. There's a foul on Mac, going to go against Justin Story.
No pass is wide.
12 minutes even remaining in the second half. 69-45, Mac has its largest lead of the game. And even up 24, the player's still doing the right things as the smallest man on the floor, Amar Miller, takes the charge.
Yeah, he totally got ran over there.
Got to be brave to play this
yes,
game sometimes.
Yes, that's right. Even that guy was taking it in hard, and boy, he just stood there and took that charge.
Second foul on Battle. Mac basketball leading it by 24 points. Cole Ross now driving it right of the lane, kicks it to the right corner. Story looking to get on the scoreboard, and he does. Justin Story pumps through the triple. He's got his first bucket as a collegiate. A little hand fighting there by Battle and Story, no call. 72-45. Mineral Area College all over Linkier Prep now. 11.5 remaining in the second half. A lob down underneath, pass intended for the 7-footer Koval. And the foul goes against Miller.
You had the 5'7", 5'8" yeah. Miller guarding the 7-footer.
Miller said, what do you want me to do, man?
Yeah.
Here's Koval, steps out beyond the arc in the left corner, missed it. Story skies high for the rebound. Story running out of the pack now. Leros running the floor, right side pass Diallo. Diallo off the window. Count it, finished. Kevin once again through traffic.
Yes, I have not seen anyone that can finish like he can through traffic and with the get the contact that he does.
13 points for Diallo, and Mineral Area College is up by 29. 74-45, 11-12 remaining in the second half. We're back in 1 minute on KREI.
Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston. Look out! Here comes the throat roll. They have what you like.
From a Lambert's double burger to a pulled pork sandwich to golden fried frog legs, and let's not forget about all the white beans a body can stand. Extras and pass-arounds. Well, you're sure to find something you like. Take a trip back to yesteryear. As you stroll through the entrance, you smell the familiar aroma of down-home food. Oh, and look out! Here comes a throat roll. Hot, gigantic throat rolls. Lambert's Cafe, East Malone in Sykeston.
Do you want to save more money but struggle with a good way to do it? Neura Bank wants to help you accomplish that goal. Hi, I'm Paul Hale, and our new product, called Roundup Savings, allows you to have any transaction made with your debit card automatically round up to the next whole dollar. The difference is transferred right into another Neura Bank account of your choosing. It's that simple, and it's just that easy to save with Neura Bank. Visit or call one of our branches in Fredericktown, Farmington, Park Hills, Deloge, or Bon Terre, or check out our website at neurabank.com to learn more. Neura Bank, member FDIC.
.74-45 Mineral Area College leading Linkier Prep by 29. 11 minutes and 12 seconds remaining in our second half. The Mineral Area College ladies taking care of John A. Logan earlier tonight. 73-69. Good win for the ladies to start out things. Brandon Battle comes back for Linkier Prep. Puts the ball on the right, now the left hand. Through the legs he goes. Watched by Cole Ross out between the circles. Passes it over to the left wing into the hands of Bergeson. Bergeson entering it. Now they'll go to the right corner to Koval. Swinging around to the head of the circle. Battle over to the left side now. Battle tries the triple. Missed it. Laros has the rebound. One and done proposition after all that. Head of the circle, this is Cole Ross. He's going to try a triple. Rattled it in and out. Battle for the board. Koval stepped on the baseline. Just had those big size 15s or whatever he's got there. Stretched out along the baseline.
I think he just took a little stutter step too. And that little stutter step got him, drew him out of bounds.
74-45, Mac looking for its first 30-point lead here. The official handed the ball to Diallo, and then they called timeout because they want Cole Ross to tuck in his shirt.
Right.
Fair enough.
Right, okay.
Fair enough. He tucked it in partially, and then they blew the whistle and said, you got to get it all in. Diallo to put it in play. Miller comes off the screen, grabs it in the right corner. He gets out of bed fast.
Yeah, he is quick.
They're going to back it out now. All right, now we'll look to attack. Lero sets the screen, looking for the pick and pop, but the ball stolen away from Miller. Not bad. Nice steal by Logan Miller from Amar Miller. Logan's got it on the right wing now. Bunch of traffic right there. A tap away. Cole Ross out in front of the pack. He gets it out in front and lays it in with the right hand. Little scramble play, and Mack wins it. 76-45. Mineral Area leads it by 31. We're halfway through our second half of play. On the left wing, Battle. Battle sends it back out to half court. That's Bergeson. Bergeson watched there by Story. Bergeson, crossover dribble, trying to get down to the left side of the lane. Now the ball slapped at as Battle had it deep. A couple of players in there. They're going to, I guess, whistle Story.
Yeah, Justin, I think Story kind of reached in and grabbed his arm on his way by.
Second foul for Justin Story. And both teams will be shooting from this point forward. First shot. They call that on the shot?
I guess they must.
I guess so. Battle has his third point. Leros checks out. And checking in for him, Devin Thomas. Thomas, a 6'8 sophomore, a transfer from Lincoln Trail. He and Cuthbertson. Back to the free throw line. It's Battle. Hit the first, missed the second, and a long rebound tracked down by Diallo. Diallo dribbling through traffic now. I don't know how he got through all
either.
Those guys. And now he throws a no-look backhanded bouncer. Loose ball taken by Tyler Cole.
Oh,
and
our
dunk
goodness.
By Thomas is erased on the charge by Tyler Cole Ross.
Yeah, a lot happened there. I don't know how Jabril got the ball down the floor. There was like three or four hanging all over him, and he somehow got the ball down the floor.
It's
and
like
then,
Mario Lemieux.
Exactly, the
zone or something.
That's a good way to look at it.
76-46. Smacked by 30. 9.5 remaining. Second half. Linkier Prep. Left side, a three-point shot that won't fall, but the rebound and stick back by Trey Davis. Bounced up to the rim and put it in. 76-48. Mineral Area College leads. Cole Ross now driving it, and he palmed it. Kind of put it underhand, flipped it back over the top. He's going to check out. He and Story check out. And Lamar Morgan and Cuthbertson check in. And they're out there along with Devin Thomas, Amar Miller, and Jabril Diallo. 9:05 remaining in the second half. 76-48, Mineral Area College leads here. Grabalauskas looking for a drive, kicks to the left wing. Mondesir. Hey, ring it up for Mondesir. He's got 18. 11 on the first half. He just keeps coming.
Yeah, he's one of the few I think you really got to put some pressure on because he can hurt you from many different ways.
Yeah. Lamar Morgan has it, pitches it out to Diallo. Diallo, a fun guy to catch up with from Conakry, Guinea. Here's a drive by Cuthbertson, lost it off of his quadricep. And Linkier Prep is on the run. Double clutch layup on the right side by Mondesir here. He's got 20.
Yeah.
And Luke Strange says he'll play a little better. Call a timeout. 76-53. Mac still on top. 8:31 remaining in the second half. And we'll tell you more on the other side of this. 1 minute timeout on KREI.
You are not one who simply follows the herd. For you, a tractor is a functional tool, not just a color of paint. At Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, we invite you to compare before you buy. Heck, we encourage you. Don't pay those franchise fees. LS, the major brand maker, offers a 5-year warranty, the best on the market. Compare the LS tractor to other brands. We know you will find more standard features, including the R4 industrial tire, quick attach loader, skid steer quick attach bucket, dual hydraulic remotes, and much more. Simply put, get more features, the best quality, and the best warranty with lower prices. We know you'll find yourself saving thousands below other major brands. Come see us at Kohl's Tractor and Equipment today, 1 mile east of Farmington on Highway 32. Give us a call at 573-756-4353. You are not one who simply follows the herd. For you, a tractor is a functional tool, not just a color of paint. At Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, we invite you to compare before you buy. Heck, we encourage you.
...76-53, Mineral Area College men leading Linkier Prep in the lid lifter here at the Bob Seacrest Fieldhouse in Park Hills. I'm Chad Speaker, Kevin Thurman providing our color commentary. Back in the studio, Christian Cooper engineering and operating our games tonight. Mineral Area College ladies with a nice win to start things earlier tonight over John A. Logan, 73-69. Matt comes back from its own timeout with Sean Roundtree running the point. We've got Darius Thompson as the off-guard. Lamar Morgan is out there along with Devin Thomas and Zach Cuthbertson. Cuthbertson slashes through, couldn't find him there. Now to Roundtree on the right wing. Roundtree looks for the drive to Lamar Morgan. He's got an open three, and he missed it. Good rebounding position right there for Carnes. That's Denseer Carnes. Hasn't got a whole lot of minutes. And Mack bought on the shot fake that time. And Carnes dives to the rim and taps it in with his left hand. Boy, Carnes with good play on both sides of the floor. And then a hold by Trey Davis for Linkier Prep.
Yeah, two great play there by Carnes. I don't know where he's been all night like that, but if he plays like that all night, he's earned himself some more playing time.
He started the game, and then just doesn't seem like we've seen him a whole lot after that, but a couple of good possessions for him. And now Roundtree will shoot free throws. Roundtree transferring in from Missouri State was injured last year at Missouri State. He was shooting a 1-1, and the only guy that chased down the miss was Cuthbertson, and he slapped it out of bounds. Yeah. He thought he was going to have to battle for the board.
Yeah.
So Roundtree misses it. 0-1 tonight. 76-55. Mineral Area leads it by 21 points. A three-quarter court trap right here for Mack. Head of the circle, Grabalauskas. Works with it. Grabalauskas actually guarded by Cuthbertson, the smallest guy, guarded by the biggest guy, and he shoots a three over the top of him. Holy smokes, Grabalauskas had his third triple, and the lead down to 18. It was as many as 31 points just a few minutes ago. In fact, 13 straight points for the visitors from Linkier Prep. How about that? Good run from them. Lamar Morgan drives to the paint. Now they're working down to Roundtree in the left corner. Roundtree driving that baseline, shoved to the floor. Trey Davis tackled him. That's the third on Trey. And Roundtree will go to the free throw line.
Hopefully he put one through here and take that lid off the rim that's been down there for the last few minutes.
Yeah. 7 minutes and 10 seconds remaining in our second half. Mac had 76 points with over 10 minutes remaining, so it's been over a 3-minute drought.
Yeah.
And Roundtree cuts the cords for point number 9. Sean back to the line.
Got another free throw upcoming here. Dips it, flips it. He missed it. Morgan goes high for the rebound, though, and sends it back out front to Darius Thompson. Mack maintains possession. Thompson slashing to the rim on the right side. A close bang-bang play, but Thompson will get the benefit of it out, and the blocking foul whistled against Dencier Carnes. So Thompson will go to the free throw line. Darius 0 for 2 tonight from the foul line. A 76% foul shooter last year, though. He's 0 for 3.
Yeah. Yeah, that's unusual because he is a good free throw shooter. So him going 0 for 3 tonight is pretty unusual.
Darius back to the line. The lead is 19 for Mack. It was 31. He missed that one, too. Cuthbertson, though, has the rebound. Cuthbertson trying to drive through a double team. Ball squeezed loose from him. Morgan grabs the loose one, and he sets it up on the right wing. So let's run something now. A cut by Morgan. Missed him. And the back out to Cuthbertson on the right wing. He's outside of the arc. A bouncer to Thomas. Devin trying to back his man down. Difficult shot from the right baseline. And he missed it off the side of the backboard. 77-58. Mineral Area on top here. And a secondary transition three that time by Davis. Missed it. And it bounced out of bounds back over to Mack. 6 minutes and 31 seconds remaining in the second half. 77-58. Mack leading it with only 1 point over the last 4 minutes of game time for Mineral Area College. Darius Thompson, a right wing pass to Cuthbertson. Cuthbertson watches a few guys dash through, can't find anybody. Now he bounces it down underneath, and a double clutch shot by Devin Thomas. Throws the defense and pumped it through for two. He's got seven. 79-58, Mack by 21. Skip pass over to the left corner, and a wide open triple that is missed by Davis. Trey Davis missed it. Cuthbertson up the floor, floated it for Thomas, and well, he floated it too far. Mack turns it over. Coach Strege encouraging almost all the time.
Yes.
Less than six to go. 5:55 on the second half clock. 79-58. Mack by 21. Sean Roundtree trying to walk into Grabalauskas. Grabalauskas pitches it down to the right corner. And Davis just missed it.
He did.
Out of bounds.
He was getting ready to make his move before he caught the ball. You see that in football a lot, and that's about what he did.
Yep. Roundtree in the backcourt. He's guarded by Davis. Roundtree. A jab step, then retreats it, and calls out the play. Cuthbertson going to go down to set a screen. A right wing pass for Thompson now. Thompson throws it down to Thomas. And they feel like Thomas can really work his man. Goes up with the left hand, misses that one. Cuthbertson dives out of bounds and slaps it off of Grabalauskas.
Good hustle
Mack
play.
Basketball.
Great hustle play.
Love the hustle play. Roundtree right at the basket along that baseline to put it in play. And now Morgan comes off the screen. Takes it down to the right corner. Lobs it underneath and tap out to Cuthbertson. Cuthbertson drives, goes to the left hand and finishes. Cuthbertson's got 15. I thought a nice tap pass by Thomas that time. The entry pass, it didn't look like he was going to be able to do anything with, and he just tapped it to his teammate in the high post.
Yeah, it was a great play. Like you said, I don't know if he would have caught it, but that tap made it a perfect play up to Cuthbertson.
Grabalauskas down to the left corner. Mondesir notches another three-pointer. He's got 23 points tonight. And a couple of threes, 81-61. Mineral Area College leads by 20, 4:54. Remaining in the second half. We're back in a minute on KREI.
Get anytime access with Unico Bank's 24-hour banking service. All you need is a touch-tone phone. You can check your current loan balances, check on your last loan payment, get the due date of your next loan payment, transfer funds between accounts current time, as well as check out your account balance. It is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, including holidays. It is easy to use. To find out more, stop at a Unico Bank near you in Potosi, Irondale, or Deloge, or unicobank.com. Unico Bank, homegrown, locally owned, locally operated. For you.
Farmers Mutual Insurance Company in St. Genevieve has been serving families in the area for over 115 years. Whether you need insurance on your home, mobile home, farm, or where you rent, Farmers Mutual Insurance Company can help. That's Farmers Mutual Insurance Company on St. Genevieve Drive in St. Genevieve. Call for a competitive quote at 883-3520. That's 883-3520. Farmers Mutual Insurance Company in St. Genevieve, a hometown company with hometown values.
81-61, Mack leads Link Year Prep. Mineral Area College averaging
83.6 points per game last year. They're going to blow right by that mark tonight, even though they did hit a drought for a little bit. 4:54 remaining in our second half. Mack has the basketball. Darius Thompson goes down to the end of the floor. He'll put it in play to Sean Roundtree. Lamar Morgan, Zach Cuthbertson, and Devin Thomas round it out for the Cardinals. Roundtree brings it up the floor. Pitches it over to the right wing. This is Cuthbertson. Cuthbertson finds Devin Thomas on that right elbow. Back out to Roundtree. Jab step to the left and blazes off to the right, but then turned it over. Mondesir ripped him off. Mondesir up the floor to Grabalowski. Grabalowski is the trailer. Koval, the seven-footer for three. He hit it. Hayden Koval. Somebody's going to lock that guy in a weight room, and he's going to become a player.
Yeah, well,
now
he's had several shots, and, you know, they haven't been falling, but his shots look good. He's got a good-looking shot.
Yep. And 81-64, Mack only up by 17. Mack was up by 31 points earlier. Lamar Morgan, an uncontested three, and he knocked it down.
Yeah, you leave him open, he's going to hit that.
Good work by Lamar. He's got 14. Doubled up his average from a season ago. 84-64, the score. And 4 minutes remaining in our contest. Another three that time by Koval. Maybe a mini heat check for him there. Won't go down. Some substitutions coming up. Next dead ball. Cuthbertson's got it on the right wing. He'll try a triple. Kind of looked weird coming off his hand. He rattles that one in and out. Grabalowskis gets the rebound. He fires it up the floor into the hands. And now a foul. He had about three bodies, in fact, away from the basketball, hit the floor.
Well, Darius did a good job of trying to draw the charge, and they didn't get the call. Pick it up defensively.
I guess that one goes against Cuthbertson, his first. So to the free throw line, it's Rylan Bergeson. He's from Boise, Idaho, 6'5". Bergeson scored 8 in the first half, none in the second half until right there. He's got number 9. Tyler Cole Ross checking in. Justin Story checking in. Here comes Amar Miller into the ballgame. Devin Thomas will stay. And Jabril Diallo also in the ballgame for Mack. 3:34 remaining in the second half. 84-65. Mack by 19. For the free throw line, Bergeson notches another free throw. He's got 10. So the lead is 18. Tyler Cole Ross has it on the left wing. Finds his point guard, Miller. Miller to the head of the circle. That's for Devin Thomas. And they'll swing it around on that left wing back to Miller. Tyler Cole Ross, they say, come around that screen. Miller looks for the drive now. Gets into some heavy traffic that time, and the ball slapped away from him. And they float it up the floor now and pitch it up for the alley-oop, but Bergeson can't finish. Diallo now is on the run. Diallo shifts into second gear, drives it in with a left hand, missed it, but the tap in by Devin Thomas, and he's fouled. Thomas actually jumped in the air. He found his head under the rim, but reached back with his left hand, which was outside of the rim, and tipped it in while getting fouled.
What a great play. One of the few times you've seen Jabril miss one go into the basket, but Thomas is right there for the rebound and the putback.
I know it almost felt automatic, didn't it, with Jabril yes, driving
in
there?
I know.
So the bucket from Thomas, and then he completes the three-point play with a free throw. 87-66. Mack leads by 21. 3 minutes and 4 seconds remaining in the second half. Link Year Prep will be the opponent for Mineral Area College on Saturday as well at the Three Rivers Shootouts. On Friday night, North Lake, the opponent. Here's a drive left baseline. Bergeson, a lot of contact, no call. Koval gets the rebound and the tip in. He's got 7 points. And 87-68. Margin is 19. 2:35 remaining in the second half. Diallo head of the circle. Diallo through the legs, looks for the drive, has the ball slapped away, but Grabalowskis gets called for Grabalowskising, and he gets his second personal. Diallo going to the free throw line. Boy, Diallo's per minute production has got to be super high
tonight.
Yeah,
I'll tell you what, he's looking good. He's a very impressive performance tonight.
14 points for Jabril after he hits the first free throw. He said he wants to go into electrical engineering, then go back to his home country of Guinea and provide electricity for people. How about that?
Wow, that's great.
Yeah. He's got 15. Killer crossover by Grabalowskis. He went right by Miller and finished with the left hand. That's a big-time move from a Lithuanian.
Yes, it was. He's had a pretty good game tonight as well.
Yes, he's got 11. Diallo head of the circle. Mack by 19, 89-70 Diallo. Driving in along that right side. Hits Story down in the right corner. Story goes behind his back and fires it back out to Cole Ross on the left wing. Cole Ross, he's close to palming it once again to Story in the right corner. Story bluffs it a few times now, drives in, fires up the half hook on the runner. Wouldn't go, and there's Thomas working the boards again. Thomas has kind of dedicated himself to do some of that dirty work inside in the second half. He's got 12 now. And 91-70. Mack leads by 21 points, a minute 40 remaining in our ball game. A drive by Grabalowskis right side. Mack with a good help side defense. That's Diallo. They try to throw the outlet pass to Miller. There's a foul by somebody. Two guys basically were just diving on the floor. And I think Miller was the guy that got landed upon, but he gets called for his third personal. Thomas out, and it'll be Leros in. A minute and a half remaining. At the free throw line, it's Denzier Carnes from Atlanta, Georgia. Missed the free throw. Koval had the rebound, but then it's ripped away from him. Story now up the floor. Story driving it, and he tried to hammer it on the jam job above a Linkier Prep Lion. And he got a rim checks.
That's going to be a backcourt. Yep, it is a backcourt violation.
Story had stars in his eyes on
Yes, he did. He was going to dunk that. He was way above the rim and then kind of got rejected by the rim.
91-70. Mack by 21. You know what? Up 21, a minute and a half left. Go for it.
Yep.
And now Diallo drives in once again. Misses the left-handed runner, though. And the rebound is saved back in by Linkier Prep. Here's a foul going against Cole Ross, his third. 63 seconds remaining in our contest. 91-70. We'll be back on the air Friday night. It's a 5 o'clock tip time, so we'll be on the air with a 4:50 pregame show from Three Rivers College in Poplar Bluff. Ryland Bergeson at the free throw line. He's got 10 points tonight. He misses that one, though. Bergeson 4-for-7 from the foul line. Trying to make it 5-for-8. See some of the volleyball players watching the basketball action. Second one is into. Ferguson's got 11. 1 minute left. Amar Miller plays catch with Diallo out front. Luke Strege calls out the play. Diallo looking off that screen by Leros. Leros calling for it. Couldn't get it to him. Head of the circle, Story. Right wing, Miller. 15 on the shot clock. Cole Ross out of the free throw line. Jab step, driving through. And he drives it into a double team and fouled. Fouled by Mason Jones, his third. Cole Ross has 6 points tonight in his first game as a Cardinal. He was a Blue Dragon last year. Hutchinson Community College.
I'll tell you one thing about this year's team is they're pretty deep. It looks like we go pretty deep in the stat sheet as far as players that that have contributed to tonight's game.
And Coach Strege has used his entire squad the entire way.
Yep.
Ross hits them both. He's got 8, 93-71. The lead is 22 points for Mack. Miller guarding Grabalowskis now. Now it's up to Leros to stay in front of that guy. And a lob down underneath. A steal away by Cole Ross. Leros wanting the basketball. Cole Ross, though, wanting to go one-on-one. And drives it into a double team. A bouncer over to the left side. Story drives it in. Floats, fires. Missed it badly. 16 seconds left. Grabalowskis up the floor.
Yeah, he was too far behind the backboard there to get a good angle on that shot.
Tough angle. And now Story blocks it out of bounds.
Yep.
10 seconds left. We'll talk to the head coach, Luke Strege, after this one. Get his impressions. What he saw out there tonight. 93-71. Koval tries a triple. Leros closing out on him. He misses the three. And now here's a quick steal by Grabalowskis and a nifty little hoop over the top of the defense. He's got 13. And 2 seconds left in our ball game. Mack wins the opener by 20, 93-73 over Linkier Prep. Your postgame show in 2 minutes right here on KREI Farmington.
We're open.
What's open?
Flicks Equipment is open.
Well, duh, you've been open for over three generations.
Listen, I mean the new location in Ledington is now open today.
Wait a minute. I thought you just said the new Ledington location is open too.
We are open. Open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday. Look for the red door and tractors on the south side of the Ledington exit, Highway 67. Flicks Equipment, let our family serve your family. In St. Genevieve and now in Ledington.
Or online at Fleegs.com.
Fleegs Equipment, home of the legends in farm and lawn equipment like Vermeer, Kuhn, Massey Ferguson, Hustler Turf Equipment, Mower Man, and the Queen of the Green. Whether you have a one-acre lawn, a football field, a golf course, or 1,000 acres of crop, Fleegs Equipment has the right piece of equipment for you. Work with the legends who know the importance of your time, your job, and your money. Fleegs Equipment, Highway 32 in St. Gen and Highway 67. In Ledington.
You know, the government doesn't make farming easy. Sometimes it's like they want us to fail. The know-it-all EPA, Obamacare wrecking health care, we can't catch a break. That's why I'm voting Eric Greitens. Eric served our country. He's a patriot, a family man, and he's not afraid to block all that Washington manure Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton keep shoveling our way. Can't say the same for career politician Chris Koster. Koster spent 22 years living off taxpayers, made millions, wasted millions. And now the man wants to make Obamacare expansion in Missouri his number one priority. Hillary Clinton just gave Chris Koster $500,000. You know why? That's why. Don't let Hillary Clinton steal the Missouri governor's office. Vote Eric Greitens, because if a Navy SEAL can't shake things up, no one's gonna.
It's time for a new direction in Missouri. Eric Greitens for governor.
Paid for by Greitens for Missouri, Jeff Stearman, treasurer.
Mineral Area College wins the opener over Link Year Prep tonight at the Bob Seacrest Fieldhouse, 93-73. Let's break down the scoring in this one. For Link Year Prep, they get three from Brandon Battle, Denseer Carnes with a pair, Mason Jones has eight. 2 points apiece for Trey Davis and Adam Webb. 7 points for Hayden Kofall, and then three in double figures. Ryland Bergeson with 11. Roka Skrabalauskas had 13. And Kevin, we liked what we saw out of this. Matt Mondesir, dude, he scored 23 tonight.
Yeah, I thought he, you know, like I said, a multi-tool player. Could go inside, had a nice shot, drove the basket nice. Very good player.
Mineral Area gets scoring up and down the lineup as well. Darius Thompson with two. Amar Miller had four. Justin Story with three. Sean Roundtree contributing nine in the win. Tyler Cole Ross with eight. Darius Thompson had two. And then four in double figures for Mac. Mark Laros had 11. Devin Thomas with, I beg your pardon, five in double figures. Laros had 11. Thomas with 12. 14 for Lamar Morgan. And then both Cuthbertson and Diallo with 15. And we kind of talked about, we'll go with those guys as co-players of the game. But Diallo's per-minute production is something, he was on the floor quite as much, but, man, he was terrific in the first half and then started out and did a good job in the second half.
I think so, except for those maybe those last two drives of the bucket. He didn't miss. I mean, he was just took care of the ball very well, dribbled through traffic, had some good look, good passes, and, boy, talk about someone. I've never seen anyone that can finish taking the ball to the basket like he can. I mean, he's taking the basket. If he gets the corner, he gets the edge, he's gonna score.
Yeah, there we go. Hey, here's Coach Luke Strege joining us on our post-game show now as Mineral Area wins it 93-73. And first one is in the books. You have fun tonight?
Not really.
No?
That wasn't fun. That was like going to the dentist.
Was it?
But it's a win, so... We'll watch the film, and we've got to get better.
Let's talk about what you liked and what you didn't like. Let's do the fun stuff first. What did you like tonight?
I mean, offensively, I thought we were pretty good. We didn't make shots, but, you know, we can score the basketball pretty well. We get 93 points, yep. Right? 48 at half, 45 in the second half. So when we score 93 in our gym, we're going to win a lot of games. So offensively, I think there were some good things. We attacked the rim. We did finish some layups. We didn't make free throws. We didn't really shoot it in. We probably, with the way that we played offensively, could have scored 110 tonight. We just got to improve on some little things. But the things that bother me defensively is we gave up 73 in our gym. That's a lot of points. 35 in the first half is a lot of points. Then we come out in the second half with some energy, and in the first 10 minutes, I think they scored 10 or 11 points. And then the last 10 minutes, they scored 28 again. So they're on pace for 56 and a half in their last 10 minutes. So we didn't finish well. And a lot of that is just a young team who's got to learn to get better. Not a young team, but a new team that's got to learn to put teams away. And it's a good first game for us to get a lead and then watch the film that we did not take it from 30 to 40. We let it go from 30 to 20, and then we were in a basketball game.
Was it individual fundamental defense that you wanted to see some improvement, or was it the team defense concept?
No, it was everything, yeah. I think. But, you know, it's hard till I see it on film, right, because I get so locked into something, and then I forget stuff. All right, so let's talk individually, just guarding the basketball. Me against you, I've got to stop you and stay in front of you. That's individual. But as a defense, we're very we have to be there for each other. We're relying on each other. Like, we do things, and then we have to rely on the next guy to be in their spot, and then the next guy's got his back, and we weren't there as well. I thought defensively also we didn't finish possessions very well. Even on misses, you know, we had some guys kind of leak out and want to, you know, go score instead of rebound the basketball. So we've got to get better. They're a bigger team. I thought they probably out-rebounded us. But we got some good film out of it. And normally, and I think we talked about this pregame, is after that first game, teams usually really improve because you get that first, just like they go 100 miles an hour here to start, and they get tired. Now we've gotten past that hurdle. No, we watch film tomorrow, and we've got to get better for Friday.
You described we had a fun time, by the way, having you and the team for the Cardinal conversation over at Hubs Pub this past week. And during that conversation, you described Jabril Diallo as a power guard.
Yep.
And, boy, did that show tonight. He had four field goals that he finished completely through contact.
Yeah. If he can get you on your hip, if he can get a defender on his hip, you can't stop him because he is so strong. And when he goes to the rim, he's a really, really good player. And we put him in positions today to do some things to go to the rim. He did a good job finishing. And, boy, he's strong. I mean, he's really strong.
Now, this shot I know is not going to be his game, but I want to use it as an example. Mark Valero hit a three. The example that I want to give is last year. I think he would have thought about it. But this year he's just playing. Yeah. You know, he got in the flow of the offense. I mean, there's a lot of things in the flow of the offense.
Just
that was just an example.
He's just improved. Like, he shoots it really well right now. So he has got the green light on that shot to take. I mean, really, for the most part, anybody on our team does. That's our shot. When we get an open three, we want him to shoot the basketball. But when Mark got here, that wasn't his thing. And he's really worked on his jumper. And he's tough to guard when he makes that shot because, you know, defensively, five men are so used to protecting the rim, and then Mark knocks a three down. It's a big shot, but it's just a little glimpse of his progression and how much he's improved since he got here a year ago.
I know that you said that you wanted to see a better job at rebounding, and I think we'll see that. But the two transfers from Lincoln Trail, Devin Thomas really went to work underneath in the second half, and Cuthbertson, I think his first three rebounds were 2 feet above the rim.
Yeah, two athletic long players, right? That last year we didn't have that necessarily. Giovanni could get up there. Kellyanne could go rebound at times, but these two kids can really go get it when they're engaged, especially early in the game. They can really rebound. It's just getting them to do it consistently. But when they do, those two can be dominant on the glass.
So you're going to see these linkier dudes on Saturday.
Like 4 days.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
You'll have one in between, though. North Lake. We're going to start the shootout for you at Three Rivers.
Yeah, so we've seen them on tape. We're ready for them. Good team. They play a lot of zone, so we're going to have to get our zone offense ready to go. And then we come back. We play Linkier again. So we schedule Linkier without knowing who's going to be at the Three Rivers Classic. And then, you know, 2 months later, they send me a schedule for the Three Rivers, and Linkier's there. So, you know, it doesn't matter who we play. It's about us right now. We've got to play better. And whether it's North Lake or it's Three Rivers or it's Linkier, it doesn't matter. We've got to improve defensively. There's some things that we're going to take a big stride from today to Friday. But we've got a game to win first on Friday, and then we'll see them again on Saturday. And what helps us is we've just prepared for them. We'll get to watch them on film. And then from Friday to Saturday, you really don't have much prep time. You don't have practice. But luckily for us, it's a team that we've already seen 4 days ago. It'll be easy for us to get ready and know personnel and know what they do on Saturday. And this team is good enough to beat us if we don't play well.
I didn't think about that, but, yeah. I mean, with a quick turnaround, it is
helps.
Advantageous.
It will help. Like, if we played them the first day and then we played North Lake the second day, we would have more to put in that short period of time. with Linkier being the second game for us, it'll be easier for our guys to know exactly who we're playing.
Thanks for your time. Congrats
you
on the win.
You got it. Thank you.
Luke Strege joining us on the post-game show. And we'll pass along the final score. The final time, Mac wins the opener, 93-73 over Linkier Prep. My thanks to Kevin Thurman. Did an absolutely fantastic job for us tonight on our color commentary. And my thanks to Christian Cooper, engineering and operating our game back in the studio. I'm Chad Speaker, and I hope your home team did well tonight. Now I'm going to go join mine.
Accidents happen, even to the best drivers. When you need a repair, call Crown Collision. They're a preferred provider with many insurance companies. They handle your rental, and if a rental's unavailable, they'll arrange for a loaner car. Fill out the paperwork, do your repair quickly, and detail your vehicle so it looks new. It's simple. Just hand them the keys.
This is Ron Akers. Accidents do happen, and when it happens to you, Crown Collision is a great place to start. Crown Collision, it's your vehicle and your choice. Just hand us the keys.